am760.net. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The new Bush blueprint for Iraq.
He's going to say the strategy was not working.
The House acts on the minimum wage.
Raising the living standards of 13 million workers.
The FDA cracks down.
Sweeping unapproved drugs off the shelves.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The weeks of consultations and speculation are over. Tonight, President Bush will use a primetime address to spell out his revamped Iraq war plan. We're live at the White House with CBS's Peter Mayer.
Nick, this is a major strategy shift. President Bush will announce plans for the phased-in addition of up to 22,000 U.S. troops. First units will deploy almost immediately.
We will need an increase in U.S. troops.
And Presidential Counselor Dan Bartlett tells CBS News Mr. Bush will admit mistakes.
The rules of engagement, the terms in which our troops would actually conduct these operations, were flawed.
Iraq policy has evolved since March of 2003 when the president spoke under a mission accomplished banner on the carrier Lincoln.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Tonight, Mr. Bush will say the U.S. presence in Iraq is not open-ended. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Even before the president's speech, Democrats are making their position crystal clear. Senate Leader Harry Reid.
The people of this country do not support an escalation of the war in Iraq.
Neither do commanders who've recently testified before Congress, but the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says he's willing to give the president's plan a chance.
I intend to support this new effort to quiet Baghdad and to give us a chance to succeed.
But a number of other Republicans here range from wary to downright hostile to the idea of sending more troops to Iraq. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
On the ground in Iraq today, renewed violence has left at least six people dead. The military says another American soldier has been killed. The word from the Somali government is that a U.S. airstrike Monday did kill the al-Qaeda militant believed to be behind the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa. The Somalis now want U.S. troops to help flush out other al-Qaeda fighters. Fresh from giving their okay to 9/11 anti-terror legislation, House lawmakers are poised to take up another priority measure on the first 100 hours agenda set by the Democrats, hiking the minimum wage by $2.10 to $7.25 an hour. The Employment Policy Institute's Mike Flynn says businesses will have to adapt.
One is to raise prices. They will also change how they operate, so there'll be more automation. They'll do a lot more self-serve.
But Leanna Fox at the Economic Policy Institute disputes claims that raising the minimum will cost workers their jobs.
If you look at the last federal minimum wage increase, as well as state minimum wage increases that have happened in the past 10 years, we simply have not seen the job losses that are often predicted.
Southern California fire officials are still trying to pin down what caused a wildfire that roared through the beachfront community of Malibu Monday night. Five homes were destroyed, including one owned by actress Suzanne Somers.
We'll rebuild, and I really think that we'll learn something great from this. What else can you do with a tragedy?
The damage total from the blaze, $60 million. A day after federal climate watchers proclaimed 2006 the warmest year on record here, comes a disturbing report on what global warming could do to Europe. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Thousands killed by drought, crop failures across southern Europe, cold water fish species wiped out. This apocalyptic vision of a future Europe from that normally staid body, the European Commission. British Trade Secretary Alistair Darling says the message is hitting home.
Right across Europe, there's a growing realization that it will cost you dearly if you do not tackle climate change.
The EC wants Europeans to dramatically cut greenhouse gas emissions and dramatically increase spending on wind and wave and nuclear energy, Nick.
Uncle Sam is putting companies on notice that if they're selling unapproved drugs, they're in the federal crosshairs. More on the story live this morning from CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Nick, they could be prescriptions, they could be over-the-counter drugs. Treat colds, irritable bowel syndrome. And the FDA says it's trying to get them off the market. USA Today reports that unapproved drugs account for 2% of all prescriptions being sold. Pharmaceutical companies say the drugs have been proven successful over time. The FDA says that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So how do these drugs reach the market? Nobody's really saying, but the FDA says it's making a concentrated effort to get many off the shelves. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update. Pomp and circumstance yesterday as Bill Ritter was sworn in as Colorado's 41st governor, about 1,200 people attending the inauguration in chilly temperatures. Today belongs to the legislature, as the State House and Senate reconvene with ambitious plans that include renewable energy, generic prescription drugs, and limiting the automated campaign phone calls during elections. Democrats controlling, of course, both the House and Senate, with one of their own in the governor's office. The grand jury investigating the Aaron A. Thompson disappearance has been extended for another 6 months. The extension granted by a judge following a request by the Arapahoe County DA's office.
We're hopeful that there will be some resolution that an additional 6 months will bring some justice to Aaron A.
Leslie Hansen with the DA's office, 6-year-old Aaron A. reported missing in November of 2005. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, we did have an earlier wreck northbound 25 right near 6th Avenue, but that area looks great right now. No problems at all. Some buildup in the usual spots on the north side, southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City. And right now, you've got a short ride from the Tech Center to downtown. No snags across Aurora on 225. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook partly...
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 222-1437.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoose. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
January 10th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
I could be wrong and I could be right. Good morning, everyone. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. My name is Russ Johnson, in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I am ready to get down to business. I will be keeping you company this morning until 10 o'clock. And there is a huge stack of things that I want to get to today on this Wednesday, January 10th, 2007, a historic day for me. I am ready for my destiny to begin. Here's our telephone number, 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. I could take you local. I could take you national. I could take you international today. John Turk is pushing the buttons. He is the technical producer of this show. I'm making some last-minute adjustments so that I sound just the way I need to in my headphones. And we are ready to get down to business today. Obviously, if you've been following the news, hopefully you have heard that Colorado has a new governor. Yippee. Guy by the name of Bill Ritter. A Democrat. I have numerous stories here today. I've been searching through everything, trying to figure out if there is what we call in the business a talk show angle in this. You know, I could do the standard, typical, knee-jerk kind of thing that a talk show host does on the very first day preceding a governor taking the oath and open the lines and ask what should be the first piece of business. I don't know if I'm so inspired. I would need you to call me and plant a seed. It's a story right here. Let's see. Bill Ritter is now Colorado's 41st governor, having taken the oath of office yesterday in front of family, friends, and a host of state officials. Catholic boy does good. Should be the headline here. Ritter took the oath of office from Colorado Chief Justice Mary Boularke. I've never met the lady. Sunny day, pledge to build a strong economy for the 21st century. I dig that. Platitudes, always good. But I will this morning, as we begin, give you a sense, or give you the opportunity, I guess, to give me a sense of what you hope the new governor will bring to the table. One of the things that he is promising to fix the health insurance system in Colorado that is so obviously broken. For the official record here, we are rolling tape. I support fixing the health insurance system. Master of the obvious, I am. I think it's pretty pathetic how many people in this state do not have adequate health insurance. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you will feel so inclined to grab the telephone and throw me a line this morning. I'm going to get to the war issue also today. I have a few things to say about that. Of course, tonight, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, President Bush is expected to unveil his new plan for Iraq. And well, I don't hold out a lot of hope that he will be doing the right thing. So instead, I may be thinking this morning about the governor. Item number one I'd like to see on the list, is there anything he can do about the potholes? I know, maybe that's a city issue. I have been running around, though, and the city, believe me, I know there are some major potholes. There, by the grace of God, go I, though, I have not yet ripped out the suspension in my car. Maybe you have not been so lucky. A few minutes ago, I got the weather report. I guess soon we will be expecting another storm system to move through the area. I guess the best we can do is hope that enough snow falls that it, at least for the short term, fills in all of the potholes. I don't know the science behind it, to say the least. It's coming up on 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. Phone lines are wide open. And I have only begun. Segment number one coming to an end. Call in and introduce yourself. 303-713-7600. The telephone number here. Oh, it is going to be fun. If I have a bias, the bias is toward having a good time. So while I talk about the nitty-gritty, while I talk about the important issues of our time, I also want to use this time behind the microphone to bring up a couple of other things that are personal pet issues to me that I'm wondering about, including the little reminder. Have you heard of the little reminder? Maybe you saw the ad on television. That's what's on.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Partly cloudy and mild, windy along the foothills, looking for a high of 52. And tonight, basically the same forecast with a low of 25. Right now, fair, 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan can help your child improve in math, from fractions and multiplication to algebra, geometry, and more. To help your child master any level of math, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, because here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh Ahi tuna is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
The American people sent a clear message in November that we must change course in Iraq and begin to withdraw our troops, not escalate their presence. The way to start is by acting on the president's new plan. An escalation, whether it is called a surge or any other name, is still an escalation. And I believe it would be an immense new mistake.
There he is, Senator Ted Kennedy, pitching his idea. My name is Russ Johnson. He wants to block President Bush from sending more troops into Iraq. And, well, he's up against some formidable foes, I guess. I'm just sitting here during the commercial break, reading the latest Gallup poll. Obviously, most Americans are opposed to sending in more troops, according to the Gallup poll. You know what else is interesting in the Gallup poll this morning? 48% of people read the newspaper every morning. No, check that. Do not read the newspaper. So, you know what? Obviously, President Bush, for the first time in his presidency, is in the majority. How about that? We are taking phone calls here this morning. Telephone number 303-713-7600. I want to open that door and give you an opportunity to get it off your mind and on the radio. If you have something in particular you'd like to add about Governor Bill Ritter taking the oath in his inaugural ceremony yesterday at the state capitol. Reading through the newspaper here, I like this quote in particular. It applies to me. He said, quote, "I am profoundly humbled to stand before you today as Colorado's 41st governor. I thank each and every one of you. I thank all of Colorado for granting me this honor." I agree with that as far as filling in for Jay Marvin this morning. Ritter continued, "It is an honor with a heavy responsibility." That pretty much sums up my feelings about getting to sit in the saddle here this morning for Jay Marvin. The war is on my mind today. I got lots to say about it. Don't be bashful. Articulate for me, please, your feelings. As we are on the edge of history, the president will step before the cameras tonight, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and he will have to explain to us why we want to send in 20,000 more troops and why we didn't send in 200,000 troops back in 2003. In Boulder, here's Brian to start us off this morning on this Wednesday. Good morning. It's 6:22 in the morning. Howdy.
Good morning, Russ. It's good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you, sir.
And a shout-out to Jay. Hope he gets well soon.
Absolutely. I second the motion.
Regarding the war, I'm one of those guys that would like to see a pretty major pullout starting on or before, say, June. I don't think that's going to happen, but that would be my druthers. And I listened to part of Ted Kennedy's speech at, I guess it was the National Press Club, but I'm wondering if that really has muscle behind it. I have also heard that President Bush already has a bunch of money in his pocket, and would he be able to do his 20,000 even if the Democrats didn't want him to? So I'm unclear.
Yes, I think that he would. Obviously, Ted Kennedy does not agree. They want to pass a bill that would in some way try and stop the president from doing so, but the general consensus, according to the talking heads, is that everybody's hands are tied. So I'm pretty much in the same boat as you. I'd like to see what kind of procedural move can be made to stop this. And coming up later this morning, we will be talking to Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. This is exactly one of the issues that I want to bring to his attention.
I've been thinking the last few days, back when Bill Clinton came in, what was the phrase we used? It's the economy, stupid. I think this time it's the war.
It's the war, stupid.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. 303-713-7600, the contact number. What does a surge really mean, anyway? Got all these think tank scholars out there. They're the ones who got us into this jam in the first place, as far as I'm concerned. Now they're coming back around saying it's a surge. Yeah, that's one word for it, I guess. Another word might be quagmire. We're in like this loop, this Vietnam loop. We're repeating the lessons of Vietnam. There was a time where I could articulate the point that, you know what, this isn't Vietnam yet. But it's turning out to be that way. And you can't second-guess the American people. And overwhelmingly, Americans are opposed to President Bush sending in any more troops. It's contrary to common sense, and everyone knows it, especially those of us who from the very beginning have been opposed to this war. Those of us who have been willing to suffer and be castigated and thrown out and had and made to feel stupid because you could see that it was a bad idea. Brian, thank you for the call this morning. Let's go to Capitol Hill, check in with George. You're up on 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Good morning. You're talking about the new opening of the legislature and the new governor.
That's right.
Well, yesterday I went down and talked to a chair of the Senate Education Committee, known her for years, always gotten along. Told her I wanted to testify against the appointment of David Skaggs as director of the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and was told basically, well, we'll close the committee down to public comment if you're going to speak against it.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding at all. I just said it.
Well, first of all, well, I like your style already. Number one, why do you have a dog in the fight? Explain that to me,
I'm
please.
I'm very involved in higher education. I'm fairly well known, and I simply don't think David Skaggs, even though he was former House Minority Leader, has a background in education.
And so you told another bureaucrat your feelings, and then they threatened to not allow public comment because
that's what she said, and there was an aide there who heard it.
And the reason that you oppose the appointment of this person is because why?
He's in CU's pocket, and he has a weak, in my opinion, a weak civil rights record. He doesn't have a strong one.
Have you ever had the occasion to confront him personally?
I talked to him in the 1980s when I was running for CU region.
Recently, though.
I've known him for 20 years. No, I haven't gotten... I met him briefly last Thursday.
I obviously do not know all the dynamics here
involved,
but what's interesting to me is the fact that you have... had a running grudge against someone else?
No, I haven't had a grudge against him. He just hasn't supported civil rights. I have nothing personal against David Skaggs that I know of.
But it's interesting to me then, and you say it's not personal, but it would have to be somewhat personal.
Well,
because you're willing to extend your neck here, and the people are saying they're not going to give you a chance to talk.
It's a matter of policy. In other words, when you hear people saying it's a new legislature and they're open, I'm saying I'm on air here, going on record saying it isn't open. If you tell you're going to speak against an appointment of a powerful person, we'll close the committee down to public comment. That's what she said. I'm saying it publicly. I've said it to some reporters. I'm saying the Democrats have been saying, we're open. Well, the chair of the Senate Education Committee disappointed me. She's not open to public comment if you don't say what she wants to hear.
Mm.
In other words, they're always telling people, and I'm not a lobbyist. This is volunteer. I'm retired. I get plenty of Social Security. I can afford to do it. I live in Capitol Hill. I'm just simply saying, very often, legislators, they want to hear from you if you say what they want to hear. And I'm too far left, I guess.
Mm.
I'm strong on civil rights. I'm an unquestioned liberal. I've called in before. I don't hide it.
Where were you born?
Chicago.
Where were you in 1969?
1969, I was working as a social worker in housing in Hartford, Connecticut.
All right, very good. George, I would encourage you, if you don't mind, actually, to grab a pen or pencil and write down my email address, please. It's russjohnsondenver@gmail.com. I'd like to know more about that story. You've piqued my interest, especially if there are bureaucrats who are not willing to allow you the opportunity to express yourself, and then threatening you that if you do express yourself and they don't like what you have to say, they will not allow you to testify. Although I suspect, candidly, that there may be more to that story. Nonetheless, RussJohnsonDenver@gmail.com. Also, those of you who are with us this morning, I would encourage you to send us an instant message if you're so inclined. You have to go to am760.net. Puts you on the air via an instant message. It's coming up on 6:30. Let's talk to Steve, holding patiently. Your turn with Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hey, Russ. Great show. I'm enjoying it. I just had a couple of comments about the so-called surge. The problem I'm having is that it would have been a lot better when we went in there if our people knew the language, if we showed respect for their customs and didn't act so much as an occupying force, but as somebody helping them out. And I'm real concerned now that they're bringing in an admiral to oversee the whole show, somebody without combat experience. It's like that's who they had to go to, somebody that really didn't know what they were getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is problematic. Also problematic is the fact that we apparently, it's very clear, have not learned anything from our other failed military strategies as they relate to Vietnam.
Yeah. And, you know, Russ, I don't want to go through another Vietnam again. I can't believe we got ourselves in this situation. You know, why do we have to get drugged through this again? You know, let's just withdraw, you know, and let them settle it and get it straightened out.
Yeah, I mean, we have been tested to the limit by the decisions of this president. And I thank you very much for the phone call. That opens up a line for us, 303-713-7600, the telephone number. It's very simple. Tithe your time. I love being on the front lines of public opinion. This is absolutely an honor with responsibility, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to steal that line from our new governor. I'm Russ Johnson. Jay Marvin is out. It is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What's that?
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
You have an excellent drive so far around the metro area. We're just starting to see that heavy buildup along the north side, southbound 25, 104th to 84th. And quite a bit of traffic as well headed into town, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos, and traffic starting to build as well across Aurora on 225. Nothing right now that's really going to slow you down, though. We are free of any kind of collisions. You have some icy patches being reported along I-70 if you're headed into the mountains, both sides of the tunnel there, also over our summit passes. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild, windy along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, fair 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rush into Office Depot for great deals on a wide assortment of file folders, binders, filing cabinets.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting rapid tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity? What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees, just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Government exists for the people, but for all people. It exists to provide legitimate public functions. It exists to ensure that we take care of seniors, that we take care of the disabled, that we take care of those who struggle mightily for whatever reason.
Audio clip from yesterday. Bill Ritter at the inauguration. He is Colorado's new governor. Who the hell am I? I'm Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Going to be here this morning until 10 o'clock. I love to speak with you. Please don't be bashful. 303-713-7600. Got a good feeling about this guy, Bill Ritter. Sort of interesting. I don't know. Is this not the sort of thing that needs to be mentioned, John Turk, technical producer here today? I guess everybody knows. Obviously, he's a pro-life guy. It's cool. Good for him. Hope it works for him. Maybe his first piece of business will be to shut down the abortion mills in this state. Let's get that started. Oh, no. Homie, don't play that way. Abortion mills. They're on every street corner, aren't they? It's terrible. The war is a big issue this morning. President Bush expected to step before the cameras in a nationally televised speech to explain why we need 20,000 more troops in Iraq. And here locally we're talking about whether is there any knock against Bill Ritter? I mean, he's strong, man, I'll tell you that. It's interesting that Colorado finally gets a Democrat in the state's top job. First time since, the early 60s? And the big guy's pro-life. Interesting. Line just opened up. If you've got a busy signal, hit me right now. 303-713-7600. Hard to say what you might want to talk about this morning. We could talk about state stuff. It's always interesting. It's also perhaps interesting for me, at least, to open the mic and hear what kind of things are on your mind. So let's do that. Here's Barb. Thank you for your patience, Barb. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you. On the Jim Lehrer report, they said that legally there's no way that we could fund any more money. I mean, take away the money.
And I need you, Barb, real quick, if you can for me. Turn your radio down in the background. And I don't know what the chances are that this would happen, but you and I actually saw the same thing, and that's why I have a little bit of confusion. And I'm not a talk show host who's afraid to say, I don't know.
Right. You know,
I don't know how it is that Kennedy say that he is going to introduce legislation that would deny the president the billions of dollars needed to send more troops in. Unless he knows what he's talking about. But like I was mentioning, all the talking heads and some people whose opinions I do trust say that the Democrats' hands are tied. So
yes.
We'll talk to Ken Salazar about that later this morning.
Oh, yes, that would be great. We know the Ritters personally, and I'll tell you, it is so refreshing to get somebody who is honest and good and didn't take a million-dollar job at a law firm after he was DA. He is just in the public service since he and Janie went to Zambia and, you know, for years. This is a really, really neat group.
Let me use this opportunity, Barb, to talk to you here, obviously, because you do care passionately about this.
Right.
What would you like to see your new governor take charge on?
Oh, well, you know.
Right out of the
you
box.
You name it. Well, let's say health and let's say jobs. And
health and jobs.
And what else?
Can he create more jobs?
I think he is trying to be on top with the business community and getting more business in.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's put together a group of people who are very savvy, and hopefully he's put together the right group. You know, you're never quite sure about any of those things, but he takes advice from everybody and sifts it through, and I just think he's a good head, and I just think it would be great to have him. And he is not really pro-life. He himself is against abortion. That's a personal thing. He's not going to do anything to change any rules. You know, he's not the usual right-wing pro-life. pro-life.
Oh, no, of course. Certainly not.
No.
There's nuance in his position.
Right.
I mean, as a Catholic also, but personally, he is opposed to abortion. But I don't think from a public policy standpoint, and I was just having a little rib there with him,
but I know
what you're saying, and thank you for the call there. Yeah, he's... He is hardly one that you would put on the kook list. He is not one who probably uses the term of art, abortion mill. Thank you very much for the phone call. 20 minutes out from 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600, the contact number. I'm Russ Johnson, in for Jay Marvin. Hit me with those instant messages, too. Click on am760.net. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar will be joining us. There is no need for me to ask him about, well, I don't need to bring it up what I don't need to ask him about. It'll be an interesting experience, though, to get to talk to him. Maybe you have a thought on what our new governor's first piece of business ought to be. Barb there says health and jobs. Maybe we should break it down like what should he be working on within the first 100 hours of taking office yesterday. I'd like to know if there is anything he can do to put the state on a pothole lockdown. Can't wait for the snow to fall. I have to knock on wood. Knock on for Micah here. Because I've had some close calls. Failure's not an option. And I don't know. I am going out of my way to avoid the pothole problem. I'm lucky, though. Here's Dwayne in Denver. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Morning, Russ. How are you?
Very good, sir.
Hey, question for you. I've really enjoyed listening to you on the radio. I miss you on the radio.
Thank you. It's very kind.
Curious, what do you do? What are you doing now?
What am I doing? I'm not trying to be a wise man.
Well, are you doing a radio? Are you doing a radio show late at night?
Oh no! Actually. I have taken some time off from doing a radio show. It was just recently, after the election, that I thought, you know, I really miss doing a radio show.
I really miss hearing you.
I think it took almost a year for me to discover that my life is pretty empty unless I can express myself on the radio. And for whatever reason, I have a knack at doing it. You know what I mean? So,
yes, you do.
After the election, I decided this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that as a kid, I picked this career option and I pursued being a talk show host and then became so embroiled in my position as it related to the war and getting beat over the head every day by management and by listeners, et cetera, that I decided, you know what? I'm a smart enough guy. I can make a living without doing a radio show. So long story short, fast forward to the election, I decided this is ridiculous that I'm sitting on the sidelines at such a pivotal time in our nation's history with so many interesting things going on. I can't be a big baby. I got to start making some phone calls, and I am going to get up back on the radio and fill in where I can and do whatever I can to be a talk show host again, whether I can make more money doing something else or not.
Well, that's very good.
It's my God-given talent.
What's going to make you happy.
That's right. It's my God-given talent, and I got to pursue
it. Well, maybe you can work out a deal to where you can get together with Jay sometimes.
That would be nice. Play a round of golf, do whatever. I got to run there, pal. Thank you. I don't know what the future holds for me. As I said earlier, I am borrowing the words of our new governor when I say that it is an honor heavy with responsibility to be sitting here this morning. 6:43 now. I sure appreciate the support there, though, my friend. For real. 303-713-7600, our contact number. That opens up a line for us. Those of you who have had the pleasure of hearing me before know that I like to keep it loose. I take the calls locally. I go regionally. I go internationally. I'll take you wherever you want to take me. And I still got a lot more to say. I'm getting the signal. Everybody on hold, you stay with me. It's time to take a quick timeout. Will I get a chance to bring up the little reminder? What's the little reminder? If you watch television and you have seen the commercial for the little reminder, maybe I'll work that into the mix too. Really is criminal how much fun I have sitting behind the microphone. My name is Russ Johnson. The only label you need to apply to me is talk show host. It's AM 760.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, mild conditions, windy along the foothills, high of 52. Same forecast for tonight with a low of 25. Right now, fair, 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest job sections of the year. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in the Sunday, January 14th, Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
This is Al Franken, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Are credit card bills making your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Iraq is George Bush's Vietnam.
I'll say that's the truth. I am Russ Johnson. It is 6:48 in the morning. The radio station is AM 760, Progressive Talk. It is so much fun to come in here and be welcomed with open arms, and I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll keep us around all morning and throughout the day. Don't forget, you can hit me with an instant message by clicking on am760.net. Ken Salazar, Colorado Senator, coming up next hour. And I'm giving you the chance this morning to get it off your mind and on the radio. President Bush talking to the country tonight about why he wants to send more troops into Iraq. We can go that way. It's just going to ooze out of me today. My opinion. Oh, baby, I've been waiting for this moment. Or we could talk locally also. I have the knee-jerk take here that you have to give people a chance in the wake of the inauguration when you have a new governor for people to call in and express themselves. And I'm going to give you that chance also here this morning for our new governor. This is Mike in Denver, as a matter of fact. You're up on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I was just calling because one of the things I hope the governor is able to do is release some funds for snow removal. Because, like, I've lived here in Denver my whole life, and I've been through the blizzard of 82, 2000, and what was it, 4, and all that. And
how, like, old a guy are you, Mike?
I'm 32.
Okay. And you've lived in Colorado your entire life, and your point is...
My point is that I've never seen such a lack of snow removal in my life. Like, in my side streets, there's not even sand or anything.
Now, at the same time, I hope that you're practical enough to acknowledge that we haven't seen this kind of snow before.
Right, but I also know that as of December 5th, as John Turk told me, Hickenlooper ran out of snow removal money, which is kind of weird since we haven't really had any snow.
We haven't really had any snow.
Not before.
What are you smoking?
Not after the 5th of December this year. Not before the 19th when it snowed.
Well, I don't know if John is right about that, number one.
Well, John also told me that Senator Salazar petitioned the Senate for funds for snow removal. So I was wondering where we were on that. If
okay, wait, whoa. Because I want to, if John said the moon is made out of green cheese, would you believe him on that too?
Well, no, I'm just teasing you.
Hang on one sec here. I scribbled down a few notes here for Senator Ken Salazar, who will be joining us sometime next hour. Have we heard back from his office, Mr. Turk? 7:15, 7:20, whatever it takes, he says. What was the issue here? The snow removal from Washington? Now, President Bush, of course, has declared parts of Colorado an emergency disaster area. As it relates to the cattle primarily, I think.
But
I guess I could take this up with John, but you seem to know something about it, too. Like federal money to remove the snow?
Well, that's what John said. I didn't know anything about it until I called a few days ago, and he told me that Salazar had petitioned the federal government for funds for snow removal. And
Ken Salazar did.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I had said. I said that as of January 5th, from what I had heard, and I don't know if this is 100% fact or not,
what's
that
going on?
Pretty much all the money for snow removal has been sucked up already.
Yeah, I
and
agree
we're only,
with that.
You know, 10 days into January.
Well, that's because nobody knew that we were going to get crushed the way that we did. I mean, you can't blame somebody for that, I don't think, anyway. I mean, you know, you have to allocate funds. You don't have a way to have a crystal ball to know how much snow you're going to get. So that's why now, everywhere you drive, the streets are a nightmare.
Well, man, my only point was, though, from January 06, from January 06 to December 5th, 06, we didn't have too much snow. So where did the money that was supposed to go to snow removal go?
And what are you suggesting here?
Well, we need money so that we can clear out snow when and if something like this happens. But when we had the one storm we've had so far in the last 12 months, the one big one, there was no money.
Let me move on to another thing here, Mike, that's kind of near and dear to me this morning that nobody else knows what I'm talking about. Maybe you do. Have you seen the commercials ever on television for the Little Reminder?
Little Reminder?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Don't know what a Little Reminder is? Okay, thank you, pal. I appreciate it. I will definitely make note of that. I have done so. A sticky note here. I got sticky notes all over the studio. Do this, do that. Remember this. You got to get this in. You got to get that in. You got to hit the instant message. You got to remember when to take a break. Remember what radio station you're on. Remember who's pushing the buttons for you. John, I put Mike back on hold there for you guys to continue your conversation if you need to. I'm just teasing you. I'm just having fun. Never mind me. 303-713-7600. I had one nice old lady call in. She was holding on the line. She said she had a little reminder. And, oh, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. You got to have a little fun before we get down to business with Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. You know what's on my mind this morning that I want to ask him about is ethics reform. That is something near and dear to my heart. I wish I had gotten to the old lady, though. Or, excuse me, I don't want to say old lady, but she's a spirited lady, let's say. She knows what a little reminder is. And for those of you who don't, let me just cut to the chase, okay, my friends? It's a little gadget that is being hawked on television and helps you remember things. Like Mike, our last caller there, he could put a little message into his little reminder to find out where the hell the money's going for snow removal and to de-ice the streets. I think it is accurate to say that the funds that were appropriated for that have run out. I'm not a guy who gets worked up about that kind of stuff. I'm glad that they clear the roads when they can. The potholes drive me crazy. That's my thing. If I had the little reminder, I'd be talking into the little thing, reminding myself to avoid the potholes. I don't know, what do you call it? A digital message gizmo thing. But anyway, you get two of them for $9.99. Plus, it comes with a flashlight. How about that? I'll take you down that road today. Yeah, you can record something in it and then play it back later. Like, how cool would that be for a talk show host? Do you have an idea that pops into your head instead of running around with a reporter's notebook like I do? Even when I'm not hosting a radio show, I tried that for a period of time here, a season or two. And I'm just one of those guys who has to have a notebook with me. I'm continually writing things down. So I see this thing on TV. I'm like, maybe it's time to step into the digital age. Feel free to participate if you know something about it. Here's Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. Do you have a little reminder?
No, I was just, I can't believe that, here we got a war in Iraq. We're getting ready to send 20,000 more troops over there. Corruption in Washington, all these pertinent issues facing our nation, and we're talking about snow removal? I mean, come on, Mike. Get alive. This is ridiculous, man.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm even worse than that guy, though, because here we are with these weighty, heady issues, and I'm talking about the little reminder commercial. Thanks, Rich. Point well taken, though. Hey, Mike, chill out, okay? Just don't worry. Stay at home if the roads are a problem for you, pal. Here is Fuad. Your turn. Fuad. Hello, Fuad. Fuad. Whoa. Somebody give him the message. Turn your radio down there in the background. I'll come right back to you. Highlands Ranch, checking in with Don. You're on AM 760. Hey,
Mike, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, Salazar, right? Coming on?
Yeah.
I want somebody to ask him if he's going to act like a Democrat and stick with the Democrats and stop waffling around and act like a Democrat when it comes to challenging this idiot running the White House and putting 20,000 more people in for target practice.
And why is it that when I go down the line, and I know maybe someone with his office is listening right now, so it's not appropriate to be overtly critical right here, right now, before we get him in the crosshairs, but is he voting as a Democrat or as a Republican?
That's what I want to know. It's a simple question. Act like a Democrat and do the people's business.
Thank you. Man, I love sitting right here. Thank you so much for joining in the fun. Snow removal, little reminders, and a quagmire. You got yourself a talk show, baby. It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
To justify the troop increase by admitting there were military mistakes.
He's going to say the strategy was not working.
Mr. Bush will announce plans for the phased-in deployment of up to 22,000 U.S. troops, some leaving almost immediately. He'll say the U.S. presence won't be open-ended, but he will not announce any timetables. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer looks at the stakes in tonight's speech.
Depending on whether this works or not, this is going to be seen as a profile in courage or an exercise in stubbornness.
The president speaks to the nation tonight at 9 Eastern Time. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
On Capitol Hill, the House is set to work on the next piece of business in the Democrats' first 100 hours agenda. The bill would raise the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour now to 7.25 over 2 years. Dan Snyder already pays more than that at his Ames, Iowa convenience store, but thinks raising the minimum would hurt.
If I start pushing the bottom up toward the top, then I'm going to have to push the top up too. So yeah, it might impact us then, and I think that's where the problem might be.
Some Democrats say they could accept tax breaks to cushion the blow to small businesses. To some, he was Sophia Loren's husband, but Carlo Ponti, who died overnight, was a top filmmaker. He produced more than 250 movies, including classics like Dr. Zhivago and La Strada.
E sei pure brutta.
Carlo Ponti was 94. He's a solid 6'4", 210 pounds of muscle, but in divorce papers, New Jersey Nets star Jason Kidd claims his wife has beaten him for years. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, this may seem counterintuitive, but what do people who deal with domestic abuse have to say?
Well, Frank, one expert we just spoke with calls reports of domestic violence against men
very uncommon.
Carol Wick is CEO of Harbor House, an Orlando shelter. She says men are usually embarrassed to ask for help.
It's very much shame-based, just as it is for the women. So that's why domestic violence is one of the most unreported crimes. About 80% of incidents go unreported.
Wick says men often have more money than women, can more easily escape a violent relationship. She says that makes this high-profile case that much more unusual. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
Call it thinking outside the sandbox. New York City's designing a bold new urban playground that gets away from monkey bars and swings in favor of features designed to stir a child's imagination.
Small objects that kids can manipulate and play around with wagons and boxes and things that they can put on ropes and pulleys and move around.
Parks Commissioner Adrian Benepe says he hopes the idea catches on around the country. The First Lady of Song is getting a stamp in her honor.
Wonderful.
39-cent Ella Fitzgerald stamp goes on sale today at post offices around the country. S&P futures are down 5. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh Ahi tuna is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
I'm
Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. The new session in the state legislature starts today. New governor, be watching.
And will faithfully perform the duties of...
The office of governor of the state of Colorado.
The office of governor of the state of Colorado.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Governor Bill Ritter taking the oath of office on the steps of the state capitol yesterday in front of about 1,200 people. A chilly day for the inauguration. His address, Ritter spoke about the promise of a better tomorrow in which there is bipartisan politics. In Washington, D.C., the new Congress trying to figure out a way to pass a stem cell research bill that could be veto-proof. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette sponsoring a bill to end the ban on the stem cell research.
I will say that for newly elected members of the House, the vast majority are passionate about expansion of embryonic stem cell research.
DeGette says they expect to pass the bill in the House this week. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we've got a couple of wrecks making for a tough ride out of Adams County. Southbound 25 at 144th at the end of the ramp, and another one at 138th. Looks like we've got at least a left and center lane blocked. Huge backups in this area behind this. And, of course, that's really going to add to your delays 120th to 84th, just north of the I-70 area. I-70 getting the usual stop and go now both directions at the I-25 corridor, Pecos to Colorado. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and mild. Windy along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, fair, 28 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, January 14th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in this Sunday's Denver Post put the power of the newspaper's Jobs Classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, because here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Wake up the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh IV toner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp remain. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Decisive. I am Russ Johnson. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. Filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our telephone number, 303-713-7600. If you are getting a busy signal in hour number one this morning, I would encourage you to throw me a line. Don't be bashful. And I love all of you in God's way, of course. We had another lady who wanted to tell me about how she is in love with her little reminder. And if you're just getting here, don't worry about it. Okay? Little reminder, little digital thing they're selling on TV. We have serious work here ahead of us. Coming up in a few minutes, we will be speaking with Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. Senate Democrats are reportedly rallying to pass new laws on how members of Congress should be doing business with lobbyists. It's called ethics reform. So we'll be talking with the senator about some of the new changes. The Democrats would like to have their very first piece of legislation in the Senate be recognized for reducing, if that's possible, all of the corrupt influences that tempt our esteemed lawmakers. The last Congress, they said they wanted ethics reform, but they had too many deals working with lobbyists, so they wouldn't be able to get anything done without those so-called corrupt influences. So the Senate Democrats say they're up for the challenge Maybe you're up for the challenge to talk with me this morning. Tonight, 7 o'clock, President Bush with a defining moment of his presidency. Yet another one. He's going to have to explain why he wants to send more troops into harm's way, ratcheting up the number of troops. I don't want any complacency around here. I don't want us to be apathetic. You have a thought, perhaps the way that you say it will inspire somebody else to take some action, to do something. We'll ask Ken Salazar his thoughts also on the war, of course, as we continue. But a new day is blowing here in Colorado today because we have a new governor, Governor Ritter. And we've had some people who have been making comments on that also. Not to throw a lot at you here, but I just caught this a few minutes ago in the top of the hour news. So I went to Google and found the story just to make sure I had it right. Kind of interesting. You hear about this every so often. Not so often, though, with a professional basketball player. Jason Kidd filing for divorce from his wife. Why? Because, according to the complaint filed in court yesterday, the point guard says that his wife was vicious, controlling and manipulative, constantly threatening to call 911 and file fictitious domestic violence reports as a means of exerting control over him. So he's out of the marriage. Apparently, though, he's the victim of domestic violence. That is remarkable. I'm sure it happens more than people would care to admit, but most dudes wouldn't go to the police. Most dudes, especially high-profile basketball players, would be a little reticent about having it reported via court records that they were getting beat up by the old lady, as they might say. I'm ready to take calls here. Oh, this is going to be good. Let's start in Colorado Springs. Karen joining us this morning on AM 760. Hi, Karen.
Hey, I just wanted to say my opinion on sending the troops into Baghdad. I do believe that we need to do something and not just pull out. But if we send those troops into Baghdad, we're just going to have a barrage of people coming in from over the other borders, from Syria, from Iran, into Baghdad to fight us. Whereas if we took those 20,000 troops and put them on the borders to defend those, you know, the lines where the people come across, then we can actually shore up Baghdad.
These lines where they're spilling in from other regions of the Middle East.
Exactly. And if we send troops into Baghdad, I just think there'll be a rush of people coming in from over the border just to fight us back.
I think that egg is already broken. You're not going to put it back together. The time that we should have been thinking about this was back in 2003.
That's true, too.
Thank you very much. Let's try Fouad again. Fouad, you are on AM 760.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Actually, I was trying to find out, was that guy from the new Democrat congressman from Minnesota, was he sworn the Quran finally, or because I didn't really follow what happened?
Do you have internet access?
Yes.
But in your world, it's easier to pick up the phone and wait 20 minutes on hold to ask me that question?
Well, actually, I got another question beside this.
Okay. Let me finish writing down the first question here.
Okay.
I think that the window is kind of passed on the Muslim congressman that swore on the Quran, right?
Okay.
But you had a question, so that was question number one from Fued. Am I saying your name right here, Fued?
Yeah, it's correct, dude. You're doing an awesome job.
And question about Keith Ellison from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I would be fair to say that he did swear on the Quran, because if he had not, or if there had been a last-minute change of plans, I would have heard about it. I know that, in fact, in a brilliant public relations maneuver, he was going to swear on Thomas Jefferson's Quran, I think, as the story went. Did you hear that angle?
I heard that from...
Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that from the other guy, Elliot.
Well, you are a fascinating guy. Okay, so question number two. By the way, incidentally, spell your first name for me, if you don't mind, please.
F, as in Frank, O-U-A-D.
O-U?
I'm from Casablanca, Morocco.
Oh, sure, been there many times. Beautiful place.
Okay.
Okay, question number two, quickly here, my friend.
Yeah, quickly, actually, just a mistake that the Americans, not the Americans, but I'm just saying that Bush did actually getting into Iraq. He didn't really plan that one day there's like a majority of Shia there, and one day they're going to be connected with Iran. Since they're going to be a majority in that country, then that's it, you know, and that's going to be more, you know, it's more problem, though.
I worry about the same thing. That was more of a statement than a question, but I appreciate the effort anyway. Thank you, Fouad. Coming up now, 15 minutes after the hour, sneak Bob in here real quick in Boulder. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Russ?
Very good, thank you.
Your headphone's been on my mind recently. I actually received an email forward, and I don't know who comes up with this stuff, but it was trying to compare the snow we've had in Colorado with Hurricane Katrina. And somehow the bottom line was, hey, you know, we all got over it. Why can't you?
Ouch.
And it just stunned me, this whole concept that, you know, hey, we got stuck in our homes, but, you know, we couldn't go to work for a couple of days. But, hey, we got over it. You know, nobody had to come out and help us.
Well, that's just so embarrassing. It's pathetic. Bob, I know where your heart is, man, and I thank you very much for the phone call. But there is absolutely no comparing what we went through with the recent bouts of snowstorms, anything even remotely close to what our friends down in L.A. went through. And that's not Los Angeles, that's Lower Alabama. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Senator Ken Salazar coming up next, hopefully. Hang on.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Major problems now in the Adams County area if you're trying to get out of Thornton North Glen. We've had two separate wrecks on southbound I-25. One at the end of the ramp from 144th, the other just north of 136. Now, this wreck is blocking three lanes, only the far right side getting by. Both are on that, again, on that southbound side of I-25. So expect major delays through this area. This is really going to bog down your ride getting out of Thornton North Glen. So far, we're looking pretty good elsewhere around the metro area, just starting to get busy across Aurora on 225. 6th Ave, of course, out of the Lakewood area, Federal to I-25 eastbound. And we do have that rollover wreck that still had southbound Tower lined up at 64th. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and mild. Windy along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, fair 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest jobs sections of the year. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in the Sunday, January 14th, Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Daddy, what is global warming?
To a 5-year-old.
Daddy, who is Nancy Pelosi?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
Something happening here.
What does Stay the Course mean?
Through understanding comes the ability to explain.
Daddy, will the war ever end?
You better stop.
Daddy?
The Truth Explained on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
...717 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I am Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin, who is recovering, hopefully well. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. Lots of folks here this morning wanting to opine on the news that the president, of course, is going to have his press conference tonight. It's not a press conference. It's a speech explaining why we need to ratchet up the number of troops in Iraq. Most Americans want those troops to start coming home, but the president, in all of his infinite wisdom, wants to infuse the situation with more troops. Joining us now on the VIP line is Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. I appreciate your time this morning. Obviously, first question about the president's plan tonight, your take on it.
You know, I think the
President Bush has been on a very failed foreign policy for the 5-6 years of his administration, and I don't expect that we really are going to see a lot new tonight. I think what he's going to do is he's going to take the same set of policies, put them in a new package, and say we need to escalate this effort. And I don't know, and I think that the American people and the Congress are not ready to go along with him.
I tend to agree. I think most people would, obviously, according to the polls. Now, Senator Ted Kennedy wants to block President Bush from sending those troops to Iraq. What is he up against? There's been some questions this morning as to whether he can actually get her done.
Well, I think there's some question here about the power of the Congress versus the power of the president. Once the president has been given the authorization, as he was in the original resolution that allowed him to go into Iraq, he has certain powers under the War Powers Act and the Constitution, and so there's some question as to how exactly he gets stopped. But I think that the main point here is that, you know, I think the people of this country know that George Bush and his policies in Iraq and the execution of the plan have failed, and what needs to happen is that we need to have a clear-cut plan for how we're moving forward, how we're going to hopefully achieve success in Iraq, and that includes how we're going to bring our troops home. I'm giving him, as the commander-in-chief, at least the opportunity to present his plan tonight. He has not shared it with us. You know, we have heard about the escalation of 20,000 soldiers. There are lots of other pieces supposedly included in this plan. So we ought to wait and see, and I think then the Congress should make sure that we have oversight hearings and understand exactly what he has proposed and figure out ways of trying to get to a new direction in Iraq. I think that's what the November election was about. People wanted us to move in a new direction, and I think the Congress wants to do that.
Colorado Senator Ken Salazar joins us here on the Jay Marvin Show. Of course, a lot of people are focused on the 20,000 additional troops number, but he's also calling, apparently, according to some of the news reports, for reconstruction money, money for education, diplomacy benchmarks, this sort of thing. Is there anything that you, as a senator, can do to appeal to the president to keep from doing this? Can you request a last-minute meeting? Give me a sense of what our options are from keeping this president from doing something that is so contrary to common sense.
You know, what is practically happening now is there are even a number of Republicans who are critical of the president's direction, and so I think there is a sense among at least the United States Senate that we need to give the president a chance to make his statement to the American people. He is the president of the United States, even though we may disagree with him on many, many things. But let him go ahead and move forward. And I think that there's going to be a chorus of opposition. That's going to be a bipartisan opposition, and people are going to say, no, we need to have a different plan, and we need to have a new direction.
It's not like he has a good track record, though, of making sound decisions. That's the problem.
Well, I think because he has such a failed record of some decisions that I think you're going to see a chorus of concern with the direction that he wants to move in. Yeah, my own view is I would hope and pray that we somehow would get us to a point where Iraq can become a stable country and we can help in stabilizing the region. The problem is that the United States can't do it alone. And George Bush and his presidency essentially have tried to do this alone now for 4 or 5 years. There are countries in the region like Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait that are filthy rich countries relative to what the United States has in terms of the oil revenues coming into those countries. I don't know what part they're going to play on this reconstruction package, but it should not be on the shoulders of the American taxpayer and our children, because that's essentially how George Bush has funded this war.
And let's talk, to make the most of our time here, let's actually talk about the American taxpayers, the American people, it seems to me. As a result of this war and a variety of other issues, have seemingly, with all due respect, lost faith in their government. They don't believe the government can help them anymore. What can we do to change that?
I think that the government needs to deliver results for the American people, and I think it needs to happen on a number of different fronts. First, I think on foreign policy, we need to put Humpty Dumpty together again. It took this president 6 years to undo the legacy of the World War II generation. It's going to take us a long time to restore America's standing in the world, but we need to be committed to doing that, and we need to get it done. And then we also need to focus in on the huge issues that are affecting our time in this century. And from my point of view, there are two of those issues which have huge implications. implications globally and here at home. One is energy. We need to get on a clean energy program for our future. And the other is health care. People are being crippled by the cost of health care in this country, and we need to address those issues.
So health care and renewable energies, when you focus on that more, people will have more faith in their government?
I think people will have more faith in their government when they see a government that delivers on to get to results that affect their everyday lives. And I think that our energy and environmental security, our health security, those are issues that affect everybody every day. There's a whole host of other issues, including immigration, how we take care of our veterans. We need to move forward, and we need to come up with solutions. And frankly, the last 2 years, you had a paralysis in Washington. Even though Republicans have controlled both the House and the Senate and the White House, it's really been the most do-nothing time in the period of American contemporary history that I am familiar with.
I would agree. I think Americans would have a lot more faith in their government if they believed that there was not this perception of corruption. Which, of course, leads me to the next question, which is ethics reform. There's been a lot of buzz about that here in the news recently, that the Senate Democrats want to go further than their Republican counterparts in changing things as it relates to this culture of corruption as it exists in Washington. Let me ask you, what do you think is the should be the proper role of a lobbyist in our system of government?
I think we need to get rid of the culture of corruption. I think that includes getting rid of the extreme influence the lobbyists do have. I think bans on gifts and chartered corporate jets and all that kind of stuff needs to be dealt with and included in the law. It needs to be banned. But I would say that it's not going far enough. And as I've told many of my colleagues in the U.S. Senate over the last 24 hours, I think the problem is that the whole barn in Washington needs to be cleaned out. And it's not just the legislative branch and that's where the focus is. But it's the White House. You know, if you think about the role that the president has played in 2002, 2004, he was not really the commander-in-chief. He was the campaigner-in-chief, and using Air Force One to essentially campaign for everybody and anybody all around the country on taxpayer expense, that's wrong.
You know, strutting around on an aircraft carrier? How about that?
Yes. You know, so we need to put checks on the functions of government that go beyond the legislative branch and include the executive branch, including the White House.
Colorado Senator Ken Salazar, I can't let you go without asking you one more question as we look to 2008. Possible presidential candidates, Obama, Hillary, Joe Biden, you have a favorite?
Yeah, they're all good friends. They're wonderful people, very smart people, and I'm looking forward to a vigorous, rigorous campaign and debate among them.
No predictions yet.
No prediction.
What about Obama? What about Obama as a vice presidential candidate with Hillary in 2008?
You know, that may indeed come to pass. Barack is a very dynamic, very wonderful person, and a very giving person, and I think that may be a possibility.
I thank you for your time this morning, and look forward to the next time that we have the occasion to speak.
All right, Russ. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. I shared earlier this morning the fact that I had taken some time off from the radio world. And you know, people say, oh, isn't it thrilling when you do this or you do that when you're not doing radio? And I always say, well, yeah, it is. But it doesn't compare with the thrilling experience of getting to talk to a senator. And that was thrilling for me right there. 728 the time. Again, the telephone number, 303-713-7600. I don't feel like I got a real solid answer there on what the proper role of a lobbyist should be in our system of government. But they are talking now about making changes to the rules as they relate, related to House senators and people in Congress can use corporate jets, for example. And I like the fact that Obama yesterday had fun with it and admitted as much that it is a perk of the job to be able to get on a corporate jet and fly to wherever you need to go. They also want to get rid of this perk where the big money boys who are at the top of the pyramid, who are running Fortune 500 companies, will send lawmakers on these pricey trips to exotic locations to effectively get some time to schmooze and bend the ear of the respective lawmakers that they're targeting. Those days will be gone. Now they'll have to use the corporate jet within one day's period of time. And, of course, all the senators, all the members of the House, they love the perk. So they are putting their money where their mouth is if they can get this through, because who wouldn't love the opportunity to ride on a private jet? Who wouldn't love the opportunity to not have to be hassled with airport security and be made to take your shoes off? So we will take a wait-and-see attitude. The Democrats obviously have a vested interest in having their first piece of legislation in the Senate be the kind of thing that stands out, that goes further than their counterparts on the other side of the aisle. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been very vocal in her promises to clean up the culture of corruption as it exists in Washington. Coming up on 7:30, calls are beginning to line up. I have one line open. President Bush expected to call for up to 20,000 additional troops to be sent to Iraq tonight. We can talk about that further.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
So just be aware of this. You may want to seek an alternate around it. We're looking pretty good elsewhere around the metro area. No major problems right now on I-70. Just the usual commuter traffic. Same situation for 225 across Aurora. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild. Windy along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, fair 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest job sections of the year. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in the Sunday, January 14th, Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Hey, Buffs fans, join the University of Colorado men's basketball team at the Coors Event Center in Boulder for Big 12 Conference action on Saturday, January 13th. The Young Buffaloes will face the nationally ranked Texas A&M Aggies at 5 p.m. Tickets for this exciting Big 12 Conference showdown can be purchased on the web at cubus.com by calling 303-49-BUS or go to all Tickets West locations at all King Superstores. The University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Wake up the day. Go out back tonight. Where fresh IV tuner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The legislation that we introduce today is brief but essential. It requires the president to obtain approval from Congress before he sends even more American soldiers to Iraq. And it prohibits the president from spending taxpayer dollars on such an escalation unless Congress approves it.
Senator Dan Kennedy's showing he does have a backbone. I am Russ Johnson. It's 25 minutes out from 8 o'clock. Kennedy's out after Bush. It is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our contact number, 303-713-7600. Want to send us an instant message, click on am760.net. I'll be here this morning until 10 o'clock. John Turk on the other side of the glass teasing me for my sign-off there, the end of my interview with Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. I said to the gentleman, I look forward to the next occasion we have to talk, realizing that there may not be another occasion. I was kind of sucking up there. You know what? I'm thinking to myself, in my other life, I like to represent talented people. And despite what you may or may not feel about Senator Salazar, he is a talented person to the extent that he was clever and crafty enough to be elected. But with all due respect to the senator, and I'll write him a thank you note here after the show, he could use a little media coaching there. Just to pop, just a little sizzle into it. You know what I'm saying? I got a line open. Feel free to hit me. Obviously, this morning we are talking about the important and admittedly the not so important. John also has managed to find for me on YouTube, of all places, this morning, the little reminder ad. The little reminder. Have you seen the commercials on TV for the little digital recording gizmo called the little reminder? You can get two of them for $9.99. Plus, it comes with a flashlight. I'm thinking maybe I should get one of these. Step into the digital world. President Bush going to be speaking to the country tonight. The networks must just love it. They just love it when W takes over their primetime programming. This isn't going to be one of those occasions for drinking games while the president speaks or misspeaks, as is often the case. I think I speak for all of us when I say that I hope that I am sitting on the edge of history. On a night when the president is supposed to be announcing that he intends on increasing the number of troops in Iraq, that he might at the last moment take what we call in the family a Pasadena. We can only hope he'd take the Pasadena. Say, no, it's a bad idea. I need to think about it more. I need to ask the Dixie Chicks. I don't care what he does. This is not a good call, and everybody knows it. You can look at any opinion polls. Senator Salazar agrees. Even members of the president's own party are concerned about this situation. And as you just heard in that clip a moment ago, Senator Ted Kennedy trying to come up with some hard scrabble way to get out of this. We can only hope that President Bush will have a sudden epiphany, you know, like you'd see in a movie, that he'll change his mind before tonight's speech. What if he steps up to the podium and with real sincerity looked right into the camera and said simply and with a modicum of dignity and grace, America, I am sorry. What if, right? Yeah, I feel the same way. Westminster, Marty, waiting patiently. I appreciate that. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, thanks. It's going to be fun to be here, so I like putting my two cents in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, two quick comments. One is regarding lobbying and such, and the second is about the bill that's in there to curtail lobbying. And I think the first and foremost, I think lobbying, there is a need for it, and I've worked in a position of a non-paid lobbyist. I work as a firefighter, and there's been times where we went in and educated different Congress members about, like, a heart and lung bill, arson-related legislation and such, because we have the knowledge and our voice that way. Of course, I didn't have a lot of money. I don't think I could have bought a Quiznos lunch and didn't have the money that some of the lobbyists had at the State House. But I think there is a need for full lobbyists to share their views and also to educate, so there's a balance so they can make a decent decision about
I agree with you, and I think, just to put a fine point on what you've just said, that there is sometimes an unfair vilification of lobbyists from people who are short-minded and don't understand the role that they do play.
Right. And then on a second note, I think that the bill that's before now that's being drafted and is on the fast track appears to be a good one. I like to think that I'm open-minded and share a lot of different viewpoints. And I've been listening to some of these talk shows, and it was kind of interesting this morning. One of the sister stations that's on the conservative side had a call to arms of a lot of religious leaders this morning. Tony Perkins, Focus on the Family, they're all on a conference call and speaking on the radio station no more than 20 minutes ago. And they're up in arms over this bill, saying it's going to basically put a mouthpiece on them because they can't wield their muscle around such that they need to. And as they put it, our more generous contributors no longer can have a voice in legislation. So when I kind of hear both sides, like the caller earlier, it says, you know, maybe this bill doesn't go strong enough on this. And then the other side is oh, they're up in arms. I tend to believe it must be a pretty good bill because it doesn't have everybody happy on either side. And it sounds like I'm a middle-class America guy, and I think that it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good bill if it's got everybody kind of a little bit grumbling.
I think that we will find that it is not likely to be window dressing as the other ethics reform legislation has probably been.
Okay. And that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that because I haven't had a chance to read it, but I sure going to try to today.
And I like your point also that whenever you have both sides angry and disappointed, it's probably a pretty good sign that it's about as fair as you are going to get. The most sweeping changes we have seen in ethics as it relates to ethics in Washington since Watergate, according to Henry Reid. Here is Gina in Boulder. It's your turn with Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I only caught a few minutes of the Ken Salazar interview, but I'm furious over this 20,000 troops, and I'm furious over the fact that you asked Salazar a question about what are our options to block this. He didn't answer you at all.
That wasn't the only question I felt that he ditched, but I've tried to be respectful of the fact you can only try and get someone to answer a question so many times.
Well, you know, I voted Democrat. I think they've not had a backbone for more years than we can remember. They're proven to be true again. My question to you is, what choice do we have? If everyone's spoken, we don't want to send troops, we want to get the hell out of there, what choice do we have? We can't even count on our politicians then, I guess. Do they have any choice? Is there any way they can
As you heard Senator Salazar say, there is a debate right now over whether Senator Kennedy is going to be able to actually force the president's hand, and that we are all just pawns here waiting to see what our commander-in-chief is going to do. I guess Democrats can kind of start playing around with the funding for the war. That's what happened in Vietnam. But I don't know what options we really do have. That's why I wanted to get it from the senator this morning. Do we have a sit-in here at work? Do we try to urge our family members who are serving in Iraq to not follow what their commander-in-chief wants? I mean, what is it going to take? Are we headed, you know, there's been all these analogies and comparisons between the situation that we are living in right now versus what was going on during the Vietnam era. And maybe we have not reached the tipping point yet, that there are so many people who are unapologetically apathetic. They don't have family members over there. They don't really care about the war issue. And until those people do, The president's not going to wake up. But I also think that if you even look at the polls, if we really had demonstrations in the street, I'm not convinced that this president would do the right thing.
No, I'm sure he would not.
He just has these boilerplate comments. It's the same old, same old.
But where are our Democrats that we elected to go in there and make a change? You know, Salazar said, well, you know, they disagree. Well, disagree is not meaningful. They have to act. They have to block it in any way they can. And I'm just wondering, is there a way for them to do that?
Well, what about the notion of the president saying, I am sorry?
I don't think that would be very meaningful to me. It's
too late right now? What if he said, I am sorry, and I am not going to ratchet up the number of troops in Iraq? That'd be a start.
That would be meaningful.
Obviously. Thank you, Gina. I would love for nothing more than for the president to set the pundits and the talking classes on their heads by announcing that he has decided at the last moment to apologize. He has decided in the hours before he is to give this speech tonight that he has consulted with the military leaders. You remember a year ago in the State of the Union speech when he wasn't going to make any decision unless the military commanders thought that was the right thing to do in Iraq and he was going to listen to them? What happened to those days, Mr. President? It's only in my dreams that I can wish, wish all I want, that the president would finally once do the right thing, sir. And tonight is probably not going to be the night. I have a line available. Please grab it right now. I'd love to hear from you. I am Russ Johnson, in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Contact number 303-713-7600. We will continue the conversation next.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Looks like we'll see some quick improvement now in this area where we've had two separate crashes, southbound I-25 from 144th to 136th. We'll be moving all that activity off to the right-hand shoulder, so you'll be getting by on the left. But again, this has pretty hampered your commute in that area of Adams County and added to your delays getting through North Glen and Thornton. So just watch out for it. Again, we had two wrecks there, southbound I-25, just south of Highway 7. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, mild conditions, windy along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, fair 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134.
6134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Travelocity presents the More Beach for Your Buck Sale.
Warm weather, here I come.
Get a free night when you book your next beach vacation.
Ooh, free.
Book four nights at a great beach resort and get the fourth night free.
You had me at free.
Get an extra day of fun in the sun.
I said you had me at free.
Book now. For details and a list of resorts, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Restrictions apply. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When the president decided that we should go into Iraq, he did so in part on the justification that it was the central front in the war on terror, and that there was extensive connections between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. We now know, and most Americans accept, that none of that was true then. We're now going to be told that we have to escalate in Iraq because whatever may have been the truth in the past, Iraq is now the central front in the war on terror. Perhaps they will even admit that we have made it the central front in the war on terror. And that unless we succeed there, that there is no way for us to be successful in the global war on terror. That isn't true either.
Wow, well said. Terrorism expert Dick Clark, who of course was fired by President Bush. My name is Russ Johnson. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is 8 minutes out from 8 o'clock, a beautiful morning here in Colorado. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. Lots of folks want to get in here and get it off their mind and on the radio, their thoughts about President Bush ratcheting up the number of troops serving in Iraq. Believable. Let's just go to the calls here. I've got lots more to say. Here's Denise in Denver. Good morning.
Hi, Russ. I was just calling because I had to comment on you saying the president needed to apologize for us being in Iraq.
I wish that he would. I wish he would come out and actually use the words, I am sorry.
I'm totally against the war, but I just don't think that would do anybody any good. I mean, how would you feel if you were a soldier, or for anybody who's lost families over there, wouldn't that just make you more angry?
I don't think it would. It would, especially if he had a plan of action that showed that he was serious about being contrite.
Well, I think that...
So you're saying even if he is sorry, he shouldn't say what he really feels? And you know...
Well, he's going to carry this on his back for the rest of his life. All these deaths, this war, I mean, us going over to Iraq, it mucked it up even more.
I mean, if John F. Kennedy can apologize after the Bay of Pigs, or Lincoln can apologize for mistakes that were made during the Civil War, then I think that maybe this president could use that as the bar, and that he also could say, I'm sorry. I thought we had weapons of mass destruction. We lost our heads after 9/11, et cetera, et cetera.
I just think that further divides the country, and I think I mean, I think it was wrong. Like I said, I am against the war, and I think that we should opt for some type of gradual pullout as opposed to trying to commit more troops. But he's, you know, we've already seen this in him. His personality is, he's stubborn. He's going to move forward, and he's not going to change his mind. I mean, you know, Bush Sr., there's a reason he never went there. Never went that far for a reason. It's a war that can't be won.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And those people don't want democracy.
Denise, I said it was only wishful thinking. I appreciate the call. I don't expect the president to say I'm sorry. Nice speaking with you, though. Good call. Aurora, Jan, your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Jan, and I'm with Move On.
Right on.
And Move On all over the country tomorrow is planning to do local grassroots protests against the escalation. We have 3.1 million members now across the country. We're 1% of the population, and which is a pretty good-sized group. We're not that fringe leftist group that so many people would like us to like to think that we are. And we are planning in Denver between 11:30 and 1:30 tomorrow on the Capitol. A protest against the escalation in Iraq. I mean, one of our main tenets is right now is to get us out of Iraq. We are working to try to get a plan or get the Congress to promote a plan to remove us from Iraq and to have Mr. Bush turn around and start escalating when the country has told him over and over and over again, even in this last election, that the people do not want us there. You know, he is absolutely ignoring his employers.
That is tomorrow from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Capitol.
At 11:30 to 1:30 at the Capitol. So please be there and help us make a stance because, like I said, we're in Denver, but it's happening all across the country.
Right on, right on. Jan, I need you to hold the line here. I want to talk to you off the air here in just a second, please. Don't hang up. In Denver, Kevin, it's your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Russ.
Hi.
Hey, all these questions and trying to figure out what Bush is going to do and whether or not he's going to apologize, it's very simple. All you need is a copy of Rebuilding America's Defenses, the PNAC document from September 2000. The whole plan is in there. The whole plan of what they want to do, what they want to accomplish, the whole exit strategy. It's all in there. Page 14.
I was making a note here. Where is it that I can find this again?
Project for New American Century.
Uh-huh.
And you can just Google PNAC. And then the document I'm referring to is Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000. It's like a 75 or 90-page document.
What does it say?
Well, you know who PNAC is. It's Dick
right.
Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, all the key players. Bush hired all these guys to make his policy and make this stuff happen.
And are you suggesting that all along they weren't concerned about winning? Is this part of the plan that hemorrhage like this and have this quagmire?
Page 14 states that an American force presence in the Gulf a permanent American presence in the Gulf transcends the issue of Saddam Hussein. And on page 17, it goes on to say that these bases would the need for these bases would endure even should Saddam pass from the scene. The plan was to stay all along. Permanent bases was the plan. That's the exit strategy. When the oil's gone, we'll leave. They wrote it down.
Well, I find it remarkable that during a time when they're saying that they're not going to put timetables on this or that, there was one timetable that they obviously were dialed into, and that's the fact that we were going to be there for 50 or 100 years or until the oil ran out. Nice job, Kevin. We have news coming up here. Then we're back for hour number three after news, top of the hour. I'm Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why?
Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
We're in a significant mess in Iraq. But instead of
Senator Joseph Biden at a hearing underway now. Tonight, President Bush goes on the air to say the answer is to send 22,000 more troops to Iraq. White House Counselor Dan Bartlett says he'll admit mistakes have been made.
He's going to say the strategy was not working. He's going to tell them specifically how we're going to fix the strategy to yield success.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Democrats are making clear they strongly oppose sending more U.S. troops into Iraq, and most Republicans aren't rushing to support it either. Senator Edward Kennedy says it's the wrong plan, and he'll do everything he can to stop it.
President Bush should not be permitted to escalate the war further and send an even larger number of our troops into harm's way.
Kennedy's proposing legislation to prevent any money from being spent to increase troop strength, but there is serious question if such a bill could pass or accomplish its desired effect. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Iraq, three more Americans have been killed in the past 24 hours. Back in Washington, the House is taking up a Democratic bill to raise the minimum wage from the current $5.15 an hour to $7.25 in stages. Dan Snyder already pays more than that to workers at his Ames, Iowa convenience store, but he still thinks the bill could affect his business.
I don't know if it would adversely affect me if it went up. It might be, you know, for entry people, if they said I had to start $2 higher than I am right now, I might try and go with one less person.
You're on one side of the political fence. Your union is on the other. What now? It's a question for the Supreme Court to tackle.
Jared Boyd is a teacher but not a member of the teachers' union here in Washington State. He accuses it of pushing political causes he doesn't believe in.
They shouldn't be in abortion issues. Abortion issues are not workplace issues.
He and other non-members must pay union fees, but under a state law here, they'd have to give yearly written permission for their money to be used for political purposes. Washington Education Association President Charles Hossie says that'd violate the union's rights.
It would cost more money to demonstrate that we were obeying the law than we collect in dues.
Barry Bagnotto, CBS News, Federal Way, Washington.
Something new to look for at the airport. Advertising in the plastic bins you find at the X-ray screening machine. It began last July as a pilot program in Los Angeles.
We've created a valuable new advertising arena.
Joe Ambrief's company supplies the bins. Airports stand to get a cut of the advertising money. An Amarillo, Texas convenience store has at least one very satisfied customer, the person who bought the winning ticket in last night's $122 million Mega Millions lottery.
We sell a lot of lottery here. I'm sure it's somebody that we see every day.
The store gets a $1 million bonus for selling the ticket. Kentucky Derby winner Barbaro suffered a setback in his remarkable recovery from a nearly fatal foot injury. Vets had to remove damaged tissue from the horse's left hind foot last night. For now, his condition stabilized. In early trading, the Dow is down 28, NASDAQ's down 4. This is CBS News.
It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be timid. It's okay when there's the unknown out in front of you. But it's also okay to believe in yourself. It's okay to put yourself out there. It's okay to try something new. It's okay to say, it's my turn. It's okay.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com. And we want you to know, it's okay to look. In fact, Match.com is so confident that you'll find someone special within 6 months, we guarantee it. It's only at the all-new Match.com. See site for details.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. The new session in the state legislature starts today. New governor, be watching.
And will faithfully perform the duties of
the office of governor of the state of Colorado.
The office of governor of the state of Colorado.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Governor Bill Ritter taking the oath of office on the steps of the state capitol yesterday in front of about 1,200 people. A chilly day for the inauguration. His address, Ritter spoke about the promise of a better tomorrow in which there is bipartisan politics. In Washington, D.C., the new Congress trying to figure out a way to pass a stem cell research bill that could be veto-proof. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette sponsoring a bill to end the ban on the stem cell research.
I will say that for newly elected members of the House, the vast majority are passionate about expansion of embryonic stem cell research.
DeGette says they expect to pass the bill in the House this week. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have a new issue. Westbound I-70 just east of Peoria. There's a wreck there slowing down the works. Traffic still shaking loose southbound 25 north of I-70, although two separate collisions between 144th and 136th have been cleared. Further down, some debris was causing a snag southbound 25 between 6th and Santa Fe. And we still have pretty congested conditions for eastbounders on the Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue, and now C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, partly cloudy and mild, windy along the foothills, high of 52. Currently partly cloudy, 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. That's right. For a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. They sell them for less. Every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right.
I'll bet I'm right. 8:06 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Russ Johnson taking a shot at filling in for Jay Marvin here this morning on this Wednesday, January 10th. 2007. President Bush expected to speak to the country tonight, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. He'll have to explain why he wants to send more troops into harm's way. We're talking about it. Our contact number, 303-713-7600. Tithe your time if you're listening to the conversation. I would love to hear your thoughts on this big piece of news here this morning. We talked a little bit earlier this morning about Colorado's new governor, Bill Ritter. Lots of people feeling upbeat about his future as the top guy in the state. But nationally, internationally, I have to ask this. Does anybody else find it a little bit more than curious that the vice president just bought a company in Texas that makes yellow ribbons? No, I can't do that because, you know, yes, those yellow ribbons, John. No, we have enough craziness in the world without having to make things up. 303-713-7600. Yellow ribbons. We're getting some interesting instant message reaction this morning to my wishful thinking that President Bush would come out and apologize. I'd love that. Not everyone thinks that, even in theory, that's such a good idea. I predict that the president will keep with the same blunt boilerplate comments that he's been making since the beginning of his term, and then simply what will happen is he will stay on this road until the new guy comes in, and then he'll be a former president, and he'll say, see, I told you, he should have stayed the course. That's my prediction. But I'd love for the talking heads to be flipped on their heads, the chatting classes to shut up if the president came and said, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we didn't find weapons of mass destruction. I'm sorry that I can't speak proper English. I'm sorry that I have made all these boneheaded decisions. I'm sorry that I listened to the neocons. And I'm sorry that I led you to the edge of the cliff by making you think that I was going to send in 20,000 more troops. Then what would the talking heads say? And they're all big Bush cheerleaders anyway. But most of America is not. I realize it's only a dream that I could wish that this president would finally once do the right thing. But it's not going to be tonight. You know, I got to say, I used to believe that you could... you could gain a lot by listening to the wisdom of the American people. But after the debacle that is this war, I don't agree with that axiom anymore. I don't think that you can necessarily trust the wisdom of the American people. In my own life, if I may have the personal privilege to express this, I have come to gain wisdom in my own time. That in fact, I have come to realize that there are occasions where America gets, we get so wrapped up in what it is we are doing or what it is that our leaders want us to be doing that we don't listen to that little voice that's inside of all of us that tells us when something isn't adding up, that tells us when something is wrong. I've learned what it is like to be on the wrong side of history because of this war. I can look Jesus Christ in the eyes and know that I never wavered in my opinion that it was a bad idea. And believe me, there was a period of time in recent history that to be opposed to this war and to vocalize it was certain brain damage. That's why a lot of people steered clear of it. And so it pains me to sit behind this microphone, as big an honor and as big a responsibility as it is, on this day of all days to be in here to know that this president wants a surge in Washington, whatever the hell a surge is. It's more fun if you participate. Agree or disagree, 303-713-7600, our contact number. And don't even get me started what it meant on a personal level as a broadcaster to be opposed to this war. Tantamount to career suicide. Here's Casey in Denver. You're on 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hi. I was curious, what do you want President Bush to apologize for, exactly?
I would like to have him apologize for not having a strategy to win this war, for talking in platitudes about victory, for thinking that he's Winston Churchill. I'd like him to apologize for strutting around on an aircraft carrier saying it was mission accomplished. Do you want me to continue? I want him to apologize for saying there were weapons of mass destruction when he knew that there wasn't. I want him to apologize for having a Secretary of Defense who in the immediate wake of 9/11 wrote on a document that they got to find a way to pin it on Saddam even though they had no information, and then they stuck with that storyline even though they knew that Saddam did not have anything to do with 9/11. That's what I'd like him to apologize for.
Yeah, but Okay, is the world better without Saddam Hussein? Yes.
You mean, are you really making that case? Let's not talk about the world right now. Let's talk about the people of Iraq. That as brutal as Saddam Hussein was, he was keeping the country, at least relative to what it is now, more peaceful. So I guess if it depends on what filter you want to look at the situation. Am I going to cry crocodile tears because Saddam Hussein is dead? No, I won't take the trap.
Okay. I see, but I'm not necessarily agreeing with how the president went about it and some of the misleading statements he's made, but, I mean, I think he understands the big picture, and I think he understands the enemy over there. And you take, even if it's 1% of the population, I mean, you're taking an enemy that nobody has ever seen before. You can't identify terrorism. It's not like, you know, troops on both ends marching towards the middle of the fight. It's just a deep hatred that they have for us. And I think he just sees a bigger picture. And like I said, I do not agree with a lot of the misleading statements he's made. But I do think we do need to be making aggressive actions in order to...
So the answer is to become more aggressive, even though our level of aggression has not done anything except made the situation worse. You call in to say that we need to get even more aggressive.
You have to stay steadfast with it. It's not a process that's going to take just overnight. I mean, it's not going to become a win or a success overnight. I mean,
now people are saying that. But when it was the lead up to the war, believe me, I was sitting right here. And they were telling us about how easy it was going to be.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, that's not right. I mean, shouldn't be making statements like that. But, I mean, everybody understands that if you're going to go into a nation and try and completely turn it inside out from the very basis of it, it's going to take years. But we got to...
I know. You can bomb the world to pieces, but you can't bomb the world into peace. That is one of my favorite quotes from a band called Spearhead, and I love that song, and it's so true. Believe me, I'm not some guy who is completely, a pacifist. I think there are plenty of examples throughout history where it's necessary to have a war. I sort of secretly admire people who, in their heart of hearts, truly do believe that it is possible to have a world where there isn't a war for 1,000 years. I hope I could aspire to be that kind of person. I'm a pragmatist. I believe the truth is tested by the practical consequences. And I, from the very beginning, have felt that the consequences of having a ground war in Iraq were not worth the costs. And the consequences. I realize I am running a wee bit late there. I officially will put down in the Russ Johnson logbook that I smoked Casey. 303-713-7600. Throw me a line, Russ Johnson.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
A lot more traffic on that northbound side of I-25 through the bridges. Still have traffic a little bogged down eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Weather outlook today, looking for partly cloudy skies, mild conditions. Could see some winds along the foothills. High of 52 right now. Partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. That's right, for a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. They sell them for less, every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Governor Tom Vilsack of Iowa, it's a long shot, but he's running for president. He'll join us on the program. And General Motors is faced with image and financial problems in America. Chevrolet General Manager Ed Pepper joins us as the car show continues in Detroit. And how do families prepare for military personnel coming home from Iraq? Captain Aaron Krenz of the National Guard joins us to talk about a new reintegration program.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In order to save face, he is not only borrowing money, our grandchildren's money, by running up the debt, but he is also gambling with the lives of Americans. He's gambling with the lives of Iraqis. And he's gambling with U.S. national security.
That's not a very good bet there. That's Richard Clark. I am Russ Johnson, 819. Richard Clark talking about President Bush gambling. Here's what I've learned in my short life. It's not a gamble if you're definitely not in a position to win. And it's not a lock, okay? The only lock in the world is Super Bowl tickets, okay? You have 200 Super Bowl tickets in your pocket, that's a lock. Gamble and talking about the war. I apologize this morning to you if you can sense the vitriol. You can sense the anger that I have over this war. If it's too much for you, I could go and start talking about the little reminder. Okay, I know John Turk's telling me he's got the commercial. He didn't know about the commercial. He went on YouTube. He found the commercial for the little reminder. Oh. Give him a little sample there, John, just real quick. I gotta take some calls here.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
If you have trouble remembering what you don't write
okay,
down...
Okay, get it out of here, seriously. I don't need to turn into Mr. Mean and Nasty as I express myself. I don't want to be mean and nasty. I want to be sharp and opinionated. Casey there, caller right before we went to the break, riling me up a little bit. What does the president have to apologize for? I acknowledge the president isn't going to apologize, okay? It's a fantasy of mine. I was saying that I used to believe in the wisdom of the American people. That's why when, and to a certain extent, still kind of the way I am on some issues. Somebody says they're going to vote on a particular issue a particular way, and I disagree with them. I'm not out to bend their arm. I'm not an activist like that. So be it. Let us learn the outcome at the polls, I guess. But while I've learned that you can't always trust the wisdom of the American people now, and I've come into this in my own right and in my own time, I hope that as I age, I also will learn that as principled people, we can overcome the laundry list of presidential decisions that have tested us to the limit here in recent history. This is Darren now. Thank you for your patience there, Darren. I appreciate it very much. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Russ. How you doing?
Good, sir.
You know, I was just listening to your last caller talking about how we need to be more aggressive in the way we handle terrorism. Well, the way I look at it all, okay, if we stop laying in bed with the Saudis to allow, for our corporate leaders to make massive profits, and why not start ethanol, get it really rolling here in our own country, make that the new standard, then we wouldn't have to be invading Osama bin Laden's homeland so that we can protect our profitability over there.
Are you working from talking points this morning?
What's that now?
Are you working from talking points?
No, it's just, my personal views.
Well, you've articulated yourself very well, and I must say I agree with you.
And
I think that we should definitely be putting more emphasis on alternative energy sources.
But, you know, I really don't see it happening. I mean, they'll bleed every last penny out of oil that they possibly can. And then, you know, whatever the next phase will be, you know, I'm sure the they'll allow corporations to get their hands all over that also.
Now, let's work on being happy pessimists if we can't be optimists, okay? Don't neg yourself out quite yet. Thank you, buddy, for the phone call. Appreciate it. 823 now at AM 760. I am Russ Johnson. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. President Bush tonight going to step in front of the cameras and address the country. You can damn well guarantee I'll be there watching it. Because I've had a little theory. I think most people in this country actually knew deep inside, like I was saying, that little voice. They knew the war was a bad idea, but they didn't want to seem un-American, or they didn't want to risk the wrath of their coworkers or their families or their colonels or generals by speaking out. They were afraid. Except the Dixie Chicks and me. I'm only half kidding there, John Turk, helping me get through this morning. All right, here's Keith in one of the my favorite places in the world, Evergreen. Keith, good morning.
Hey, Russ, come up and take some of this snow away from us if you'd like.
Boy, I'll tell you, it is serious brain damage up there. Wow.
It's like 6 feet here in the last, since Christmas. So.
What happens is the snow falls, then it freezes, gets a crust on it, the new snow falls on top of that stuff, then the old snow slides out from underneath it, next thing you know, you have a mini avalanche or a big avalanche.
It's a beautiful thing, though. It is.
It is.
Lovely to look at. Hey, I want to tell you, I want to tell you something that just makes my blood boil. And you hear this time and time and time again from the Bushinistas, and that is, you got to fight them over there so you don't have to fight them over here. And, it just makes me scream. It's like, where the hell is over there? Is it Somalia right now? Is it Syria? Is it Jordan? Is it Iran? Even our friends in Egypt, prior to the invasion, were screaming, death to America, you better not go into Iraq. Those are our allies over there. Is it all the stands in the former evil Soviet Empire? Where is over there?
Well, I have never understood this, and in fact, sometimes completely like short circuit when somebody says, well, at least we got the war over there instead of bringing the war here. You idiot, they brought the war here. Do you remember that? They're capable of doing it again. And it's just that their timeline is a little different than ours. But this is ridiculous. Like, they all agree. They're all up in some cave thinking, well, we got to keep it over there in Iraq. They know all about airplanes. We know about that. I agree with you 100%. The entire thing is ridiculous. I get tired of that also. We're going to fight them over there. That's another one of those boilerplate sentiments that's quickly evaporating. Got to roll, Keith. Thanks. Here's John and Bailey. You're up on 760 Progressive
Talk. Hi,
Russ.
How are you?
Very good.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm as angry as you are, but I don't feel that Bush should apologize or that he's going to, because I don't think he's out of the deception thing that is happening to America and Americans here.
Hmm.
I thought the fellow who
now,
called
just,
in...
Wait, let me jump in here for a second. For those people who are just tuning in, I did acknowledge that it was wishful thinking, that it was never going to happen.
Right.
But in a perfect world, I think there are instances where a misdeed can be so egregious that you can't judge a man by the mistake he made. You have to start judging him by what is he going to do to clean up the mistake.
Well, and if we were in even headed towards something like that, I'd say yay. But we're not even close to that. He is still headed down the line of engaging America in really this new American century project, the one guy talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a bent for world dominance militarily. We are using bad judgments in terms of foreign policy. We have strayed far away from just the fundamentals of what American foreign policy has historically been and what the forefathers meant it for. I mean, we were supposed to be a nation that allows our people to really enjoy and understand and prosper from the benefits of freedom. And we're nowhere near that. We are
moving closer to the enemy that we resent. I don't know what happened to your phone call there, John. It just dumped out on me there. Sorry about that. Let's use the opportunity to go to Dylan and say good morning to Helen. You're on AM 760. Hello.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Well, I was listening to your show, and I heard a gentleman several callers ago who said he thinks Bush sees the big picture. Well, I don't see how he could possibly be seeing the big picture when he's only looking at one side. For one thing, a war on terror is a war that never ends, because who is the terrorist is just a matter of opinion. Also, I think the only big picture Bush sees is how he can make a personal profit, he and Cheney both, at the expense of the American people. And I really believe that that goes clear back to when they deregulated the corporations in Reagan and Bush Sr.'s era.
I have nothing I need to add to your comment. I think it stands on its own. But I'm very grateful for your call nonetheless. That just opened up a line for us.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760. Blue list.
Starting to shake loose in some areas, but still going to be pretty tough for you. Across Aurora, southbound 225 loaded up between Colfax and Iliff, as is the northbound side from Iliff to 6th Avenue. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies. Possible winds along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos, where they're matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the front range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Cooking the intelligent is how we got into this war. Ignoring the sound counsel of our military is no way to end it.
And you know what, Senator Kennedy? Believe me, the free thinkers out there like myself, we believe you. We know you're telling the truth. We were willing to speak out. We risked our necks to speak out. We weren't afraid to say the intelligence is cooked and the war is a bad idea and remains a bad idea. But tonight, President Bush will step up to the podium, put on that stupid grin. Let him get me started here. Yeah. Thank you. It's just in. It's 8:34. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Having fun on and off the air this morning. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. Message, instant message. Received to me because someone went to am760.net. And it reads in part, the right thing to do would be to take the ethics bill one step further and all politicians take the same pay as military personnel when they send them into conflict and take their career out of politics. Thank you. That's a novel concept right there, huh? Line just opened up. Hope I didn't lose that person because of the instant message. Perhaps they'll try me back. Joe in Aurora, you are on 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. You're coming in good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you kind of beat me to the punch there. I mean, you were just kind of asking for Bush to apologize. You said you were, I guess with the last call, you were saying you were just saying that in jest. You don't really expect him to do so. And I was going to say that, you know, it's really physically impossible for someone who's a dry drunk to apologize. And I think that that's what's going on here. And I think we say that kind of jokingly, we on the liberal progressive side, but your screener even mentioned that there was some guy that Bush on the couch, or who wrote this book that kind of examined Bush psychologically, and he alluded to that very same thing. This guy has got some major league issues, that he's delusional, if you ask me, in some respects, and is not able to grasp major concepts like reality, for one. And so he's abusive, he's destructive. And I don't think we, until we address that issue about his psychological makeup and what makes him tick, are we going to be able to really get a handle on this?
Eventually the truth will come out. I fully expect that one day I will be snowed in reading a book about President Bush's tenure as president of the United States, and we will learn that there were all kinds of aides and people who were around the president who felt that the elevator didn't go all the way to the top. Did anybody ever see the video clip of the president at the press conference when one of the microphones falls off of one of the booms from one of the members of the press corps? It's obscure. You may not have had a chance to see it, but president is about to begin his remarks, and plop, off comes the microphone from the boom. It hangs there. And the look on the president's face was clear to me, it's not all registering with him. As far as being a dry drunk, I'm not a counselor, I don't know. I'll leave that to somebody else. Colorado Springs, John, your turn on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, all of this talk about George Bush and his perceived his inadequacy, that's beside the point. He was picked for precisely these particular personality and intellectual traits.
Picked by who?
Well, by the Republicans, by the people.
You mean way back in the day when they started to groom him to take over the Texas Rangers? Then they
No. That would be too, you know, conspiratorial. No,
black helicopters.
Remember, the election was a long shot for the Republicans in 80. I mean, in 2000. It was a long shot. And nobody really, you know, there were not a lot of people stepping up that wanted to run. And so, but they figure, hey, you know, this guy, he wants to do it. All right, we'll let him do it. Well, presto, you know, they win the election 5-4. Now they can install this Project for New American Century stuff and maintain a presence in the Middle East. Well, what's that all about? You know, you got to, again, it's about the oil. I'm from Houston, so I understand a little bit about culture.
Yeah, it was Operation Iraqi Liberation. I mean, it's OIL. It's no secret.
It's a cover, though. So there's always a duality to this stuff. What the point? If they can maintain a presence, or we can maintain a presence in the Middle East, they can control and manage to some extent oil. Well, what does that mean? You know, well, we need a lot of oil. Let's get out there and sell it for $60 a barrel. The oil companies don't think like that. Their thinking is very long-term. That's why they're not all rushing out and spend all of their profits to drill new wells. They take a very long-term approach to this. And if they can keep Iraqi, remember, they've got either the second or third largest reserves in the world. Now, there's controversy. Are they second or third? But they're big. And it's been estimated they can pump up to 6 million barrels. It's been estimated they can actually pump up to 12 million barrels, and that they have pumped in the past as much as 6 million barrels in a day. And, again, this is all... It's all...
But your point is, though, that the oil companies have these projections that are, let's say, 50 or 100 years. We couldn't even begin to imagine how long their projections are. And that this is all part of a plan. This is not a mistake. They took it as, a lucky bounce that 9/11 happened and they were going to be able to bring the war to...
They'll take whatever's given them. I mean, yeah, that's a lucky bounce. And, you know, if we go back to 1901, Bush was really floundering. And, I mean, you know, things weren't looking really good. And presto, they got 9/11.
Boom.
And boom, sure. So they got a great break there.
Absolutely. I wish we had a better connection, John. You're a smart guy. Thank you for the call. 8:41 now at AM 760 Progressive Talk. In Denver, Dave, your turn. Good morning.
Hey, Russ, always a kick to hear from you.
How are you?
I'm well this morning.
Very good.
Well, hey, I wanted to call in and bring up the thing about the really airstrike out in, the Somalia.
Yes.
And what amazes me is that the media that really reports this stuff must have absolutely no morality to it whatsoever. Because... did this guy get a trial that I didn't hear about? Maybe some secret star chamber?
That we had 10 guys sitting around a table looking at a drone and they dropped a bomb on him?
From like the first reports, it was like an AC-130 gunship, you know, the kind that have the rotating cannons in them.
You're right, that's right.
And they look right at him and they kill him and all these other people. So that means Bush can order the hit on anyone anywhere in the world?
You know, Dave, today I can't comment on that one entirely because I don't have all the facts, but I did read that it was an AC-130 gunship, and obviously these guys are going to say that it was a member of the...
Self-defense?
Yeah, self-defense, we'll say that. Thank you, my friend. It was some high-ranking official or member of Al-Qaeda, and they had to take him out. They're not going to have a trial for that guy. In Denver, here is Steve. It's now your turn on AM 760. You're with Russ Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ. I've got a different point of view, and you're probably not going to agree with it, but I wonder if you'll hear it out.
All right, sure. I'll hear you out.
I hear all the talk about the war not going well, and I think it's an incredible success.
You think the war is an incredible success?
Yeah. And here's the point.
So let me get this in first before you explain your position. You would then take issue with members of the president's own party who are disappointed by how the war is progressing.
I think that's anti-American for them to think that. And here's why. I think oil profits, oil prices, but more importantly, profits are way up. We've managed to take out a bunch of people. You know, they talk about maybe it being 600,000 people. Well, that's probably only 20 or 30,000. But, you know, they're not even Christians. And they're going to burn in hell anyway. And my president, I mean king, believes that he takes all his orders from God. And he wears one of those bracelets, you know, the who would Jesus destroy? So they attacked us on 9/11. Yeah, it doesn't matter that the, let's not let the facts get in the way of the truth. They knew who attacked us, so we do have to fight them over there and kill more of them in Somalia. And this is a holy war. I think it's a huge success, and it's going to continue for the next 10 years. More prophets, more non-Christians that they can kill, and great, it's going well, isn't it?
I'm Russ Johnson, AM 760.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Eastbound I-70 approaching I-25. Watch out for a new collision there that will likely slow you down. Still dealing with sluggish conditions as well on the westbound side, just east of Peoria from another wreck. And southbound I-25 still had a little stop and go south of Highway 7, but those wrecks are gone, thankfully. Expect the downtown area to still be busy for you. We also have a minor snag southbound 25 at Broadway. Pothole repair truck blocking the right lane, so move left to get around that jam. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild. Windy along the foothills, high of 52. Right now, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What a deal. A Subway Fresh Value Meal sub of the day for just $3.99. A different sub every day with chips and a drink.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
1-800-700-0573. Hey, Buffs fans, join the University of Colorado men's basketball team at the Coors Event Center in Boulder for Big 12 Conference action on Saturday, January 13th. The Young Buffaloes will face the nationally ranked Texas A&M Aggies at 5 p.m. Tickets for this exciting Big 12 Conference showdown can be purchased on the web at cubus.com by calling 303-49-BUS or go to all Tickets West locations at all King Superstores, the University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Story is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Check that, you actually have me. My name is Russ Johnson. And the only label that applies to me is talk show host. 11 minutes out from 9 o'clock, we're going to open up the phone lines, I guess, in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll stick with what works around here and do some open lines. John Turk is pushing the buttons. Mr. Turk, do you say open lines or open phones in the 9 o'clock hour?
You could say either, or let's just say the topic-free portion of the show.
Topic-free, but I had something that I wanted to bring up.
You can bring up anything you want.
Oh, good. Thank God. Because I am genuinely on a mission to talk to you. If you have ever posted a video on YouTube. Yep, that's my thing. I'd like to know where you were in 1969, and I regret that I did not get a chance to ask Senator Ken Salazar this morning where he was in 1969. When I go to cocktail parties, out and about on the town, wherever I am, two things I like to know from people. Where were you in 1969? I could explain why later. And also, have you ever posted a video on YouTube? And officially, I have never met anyone who's posted a video on YouTube. And so I thought, getting the chance to come in here this morning, maybe I'll run into somebody. I want to understand you. But, of course, item number one, the big topic today. Just received the USA Today. Here we go. Above the fold, headline, questions fill the air as Bush speaks on Iraq. In a pivotal moment of his 6 years in the White House, President Bush goes before the nation tonight to announce a strategy to salvage the most controversial decision of his presidency, the 2003 invasion of Iraq. As Bush made last-minute preparations for the 7 o'clock address, opposition to emerging details about his intentions to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq appeared to grow. Front page of USA Today, I've been expressing my opinion on the war and about the president's plan. We should have been adding more troops back in 2003, I guess, if we were really committed to doing this war thing. Also on the front page of the USA Today, this is so interesting to me on a personal level. I'm always in search of a new place to put advertising. And I rack my brain at night trying to think, where could I put another ad? You know, we're just bombarded with advertising. You got them at the baseball park. You got them on the back of cars. You got them in the sky. Billboards everywhere. You get online, pop-ups constantly. Well, guess what? They have figured out another place to put an ad. in the bottom of that bucket that you put your shoes and camera equipment in at the airport. Yes, those plastic bins, now they will begin to have ads on the bottom of them. So when you go to put your shoes in the plastic bin, you'll see a Burger King ad. When will it stop? The same guys who thought it'd be a good idea to put an ad in the bathroom that you look at as you relieve yourself have probably come up with this idea. 1969, what a year that was. Here's Mohammed in Denver. Thanks for hanging in there, Mohammed. Welcome.
Hey, Ross. Nice to talk to you, Ross.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Mohammed. My first
time. Well, yeah. I apologize. Where were you in 1969?
1969, I was in Morocco.
Morocco?
Yes, sir.
Foreign service, what were you doing?
I was working for the King of Morocco.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, I used to be the mechanic over there with the cousin king.
When did you come to the United States?
2001, right after September 11, I came to the United States on, I believe, December 16, 2002, 2001, I believe.
What's the experience been like?
Man, this is the country.
Have there been some awkward moments?
Well, actually, all the people around me, no, actually not. To be honest with you.
Very good, very good. Like to hear that this morning. The reason that you were inspired to call in was because of what?
The gentleman who just called and said that everybody who's not Christian should be burned.
Yes.
I believe that there is no difference between him and Hitler.
You know, I didn't even want to lower myself to respond to that guy's call. Yeah, he was ridiculous. I mean, I hope he was ridiculous. I hope he really didn't really believe what he was saying, and I sense he didn't. I have a BS detector. I don't know. I can size a guy up by the sound of his voice. I size you up to be a guy who's probably not from America, just by the sound of your voice. I size you up to be a guy who is very sincere. Nice chatting with you this morning. Here's Rob up in Loveland. You're on 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Russ.
Hey.
It's Rob. I got a little bit of a cold, so I have to excuse my rough voice.
That's all right.
1969, I was on the riot-torn streets of Newark, New Jersey. And I'll tell you something. Back then, there was a lot of people from Newark fighting in Nam, and the country, the cops, none of them cared about their families, didn't care about them. I witnessed the cops and the junkies taking the copper pipes. And the families of the vets, you know, in terrible conditions. I don't think anything's changed, except people seem a lot less angry today. And I'll tell
you something. This is so fascinating that you have brought this up, because when I asked people where they were in 1969, assuming that they were socially aware of what was going on, I've heard this refrain more than once, that back in the day, people seemingly were more angry about the situation than they are today, with the exception of how I've been this morning.
Yeah, well, I won't say about myself. I won't talk about my anger because, you know.
Did you kill someone?
Huh?
Did you kill someone?
No. But, I'll tell you, you know, today we don't even hear about what's going on in America. Sometimes, you know, we'll see these car chases and all, but I'm sure the ghettos are still there. You know, I'm sure the deterioration, well, we saw New Orleans. They still show pictures in New Orleans with the rubble. This country can't even clean up the rubble. After the tsunami, they, you know, killed 250,000 people. Those countries were able to get the bodies taken care of, clean up the rubble, and here we are, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we can't even clean up New Orleans. The only thing that's going to help this country now, I know this impeachment talk about Bush, these people have to be held accountable for what they've done. And if they aren't, the anger is going to surface, and it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad.
Well, you know, I think that even right now, as we speak, there are countless numbers of Congress. There are countless Americans. Specifically members of the president's own party, who right now know in their heart of hearts that ratcheting up the number of troops in Iraq is a bad idea. And it's not going to do anything to get us out of this quagmire. But these people will remain quiet. They will not speak out because of party politics. Most of them will take the cowardly route like Gerald Ford did, and they'll keep their mouths shut and keep their comments to themselves. And what kind of patriot is that? The radio station is AM 760. It's Progressive Talk. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. I'm coming back with another hour after news, top of the hour. So hoot, stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My boys are boys. They got me out there at quarterback, so I got a pain reliever for my sore joints. They even had me join their own little band. So I had to get a headache medicine too. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. Advil is my every pain reliever. Works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. So whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
My name is Leslie, and I've been smoke-free for 6.5 months.
Quitting smoking is hard, but millions of people have succeeded.
My name is Brad, and I've been smoke-free for 15 months now.
If you decide to quit smoking, visit Quit Assist, a free resource that links you to a wealth of expert quitting information, including websites, guides, quit lines, and more. It could help you find your own way to success.
My name is Etta, and I have been smoke-free for 4 years.
Quit Assist, a free information resource. Log on at philipmorrisusa.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush wants a course correction in Iraq.
He's going to say the strategy was not working.
On the CBS News Early Show, White House Counselor Dan Bartlett previewed tonight's presidential speech.
The main purpose of this is to have a new strategy that will yield different results. In order to get those different results, we will need an increase in U.S. troops.
A phased-in addition of up to 22,000 troops, with some units shipping out soon, prompting questions on Capitol Hill from Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joseph Biden.
Will your plan, Mr. President, or other plans, put us on a better path in Iraq? Or will it dig us into a deeper hole with more pain and not much to show for it?
President Bush will explain the plan in a speech to the nation tonight at 9 Eastern Time. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, the debate is underway, and the House today is ready to fulfill a Democratic campaign pledge by boosting the minimum wage $2.10 an hour to $7.25. Mike Flynn of the Employment Policy Institute says businesses are likely to compensate with higher prices and payroll cuts.
The few low-skilled adults who hold these jobs, who basically have a skills deficit, those people, research has shown, are most likely to lose their job.
But the Economic Policy Institute's Leanna Fox disputes that.
If you look at the last federal minimum wage increase, as well as state minimum wage increases that have happened in the past 10 years, we simply have not seen the job losses that are often predicted.
The minimum wage measures one of the priorities on the Democrats' first 100 hours agenda. South America's thorn in Washington's side has been sworn in for a new six-year term. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez echoed Fidel Castro and cited Jesus as he pledged to accelerate his country's march toward socialism. Residents of Briny Breezes are voting today on whether to accept a $500 million offer for their old Florida community. CBS News correspondent Peter King with that story.
It may be one of the last underdeveloped waterfront properties in Florida.
There's no place on the planet I'd rather live than right here in Briny Breezes.
Nearly 500 trailers make up this small town. Developer Logan Pearson wants to buy it and build condos and hotels.
You could not find this size of property on the ocean in a coastal. You probably would have to go to the Carolinas.
He'd pay more than $500 million, and that'd make most of the residents instant millionaires. Some will vote yes.
I think it's a deal of a lifetime.
Others, no.
Somebody's willing to pay me a lot of money to take it from me, but I don't want to give it to them.
The yeses are expected to get the required two-thirds majority. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, no rest for the godfather of soul.
This is a man's world.
James Brown died of heart failure Christmas Day, but his attorney says because his will hasn't been filed, his estate is still up in the air, and that includes where he'll be buried. Until it's squared away, Brown's body remains at an Augusta, Georgia funeral home in a locked room protected by security guards. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 18 points. This is CBS News.
Tonight,
this is the course I've chosen, and in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is coming to A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am, you know what I do.
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Premieres tonight at 9, 8 central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
Time to get in shape and look good doing it. At Kohl's January Savings Sale starting Wednesday, you'll find great savings on stylish workout wear and casual apparel, like 40 to 50% off Mrs. Active and fitness wear, and 30 to 50% off athletic shoes for the entire family. And if you're shaping up for a whole new look, come save on our entire stock of denim jeans. There's something for everyone. Jumpstart your new year at Kohl's January Savings Sale starting this Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Calling it a solemn duty, newly sworn in Governor Bill Ritter says he is committed to an open and honest relationship with the people of Colorado. During his inaugural address yesterday, Ritter touched briefly on key issues in his stumping platform, the environment, education, and renewable energy. He also took a moment to list all the people involved in public service.
It includes elected leaders and government employees at every level. It includes school teachers, our troops in Iraq, our Colorado National Guard, our police, our firefighters, our paramedics, and certainly our snowplow drivers.
That certainly got a chuckle from the audience of about 1,200 people. They'll be working again this weekend. And the folks that were standing and watching, they were shivering a bit in the morning cold yesterday. Today belongs to the legislature. The State House and Senate reconvene with ambitious plans that include renewable energy, generic prescription drugs, and limiting automated campaign phone calls during elections. Democrats control both the House and Senate with one of their own in the governor's office. A first-time skier killed on a beginner run at Breckenridge Ski Resort. 21-year-old William McDonald was on the Park Lane run on Peak 8 yesterday when he lost control and tumbled through the snow and hit a tree headfirst. Louisiana man was not wearing a helmet and had not taken a lesson. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Bob Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Some new problems. Mishaps on southbound 225 at Mississippi, eastbound I-70 approaching I-25. But the biggest issue is this rollover crash southbound 25 at University. We've had a lot of problems along the southbound lanes all morning, but this one definitely bogging down traffic right now, although we've got a wrecker out there trying to get this Jeep upright. So still have a couple of lanes blocked. Curiosity slowing past this on the northbound side as well.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
303-713-7600, the telephone number. We're getting some interesting messages about the little reminder. The little reminder, if you don't know this, a little digital message gizmo. And Mr. Turk has somehow found the commercial on YouTube that I have been teasing him about this morning and wondering aloud, really, if maybe I should get one of these. Have you seen this commercial on TV? $9.99, you get this little gizmo that you can talk into so it will remind you of things you need to do later. And it even comes with a flashlight. John, can you pull that up real quick on the YouTube? When you get a second, I understand. You just lost it. Maybe you have some experience with one of these little voice recorders. Maybe you have a real one that is from an office supply store. I see them. I have never had the occasion to know anybody who actually used one. And now I'm seeing this ridiculous commercial on TV. So as kind of a light, fun thing, I'll throw it into the mix here. At this point, I don't even know if people have seen the little reminder commercial. But it sure caught my attention as an advertising wizard. These sort of things stand out to me. Go ahead. Just give my friends here a little sample of the little reminder. It's not...
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
If you have trouble remembering what you don't write down, now there's an easy way to remember everything. It's called My Lil Reminder, the digital voice recorder that records without tape.
Blue section, row 18.
Then reminds you later.
Blue section, row 18.
Okay.
Just press
right,
the button
stop
to
it,
record.
Stop it. I would submit this right now, okay, that if you can't remember where the hell you parked your car, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Okay, now this is like a cheap gizmo. For $10, you get two of them. Both members of your family could have their own little reminder. I think it's because I like saying a little reminder. It's kind of like you're drunk. But that little reminder. What is that thing you just talked into? In the commercial, and I'll spare you the brain damage here, they actually have a guy reminding himself to pick up the kids after school. Has it been an issue? Do you actually have to remind yourself to pick the kids up from school with your little reminder? Now, on a serious note, though, I'm always interested in learning more about other people and how they do things. And I have many times wondered if I should forego the reporter's notebook that I have carried with me everywhere I go since I've been about 14 years old. And step up into the modern age and get a digital voice recorder thing that I carry around with me, and then I can record little observations and notes instead of coming in here to do a radio show with some notes scribbled down in my reporter's notebook. And you can't buy these at an office supply store. You have to order cases of them. Okay, I could do a whole hour on that. It's open lines. I'm here until 10. President Bush, his... expected speech tonight, certainly on the docket, something that you may want to talk about. Or maybe you have some experience with a little reminder. John, I see lots of people there calling in and not being able to stick around here. I'm going to get to these other folks, but we're getting some indications that people, yay or nay on the little reminder.
Well, no comments on the little reminder,
okay.
But I got a funny story for you, and this is, I don't know if you're familiar with a white elephant gift around Christmas time. You know what a white elephant is?
No.
It's basically where everybody brings some kind of gift, and you pick numbers, and everybody kind of goes in order,
and you have to
open up a present, and you either keep it or somebody steals it from you.
Right.
And I ended up with kind of something that's kind of like my little reminder.
Isn't it fun to say?
It's for your car dash, and it's like this big notepad, and it also has a voice recorder in it that you can record your messages in. But the problem is it's like a foot by a foot, and it's supposed to go on your dash, And, you know, there's no room for this thing. And who needs a little personal recorder?
Oh yeah, the little reminder, though, it goes right on your keychain. It has a little flashlight as an added feature.
You want to play the rest of the commercial?
Go ahead, get some of the details of it? I love YouTube. This is why I love YouTube.
It's time. Microtechnology makes it smaller than a business card, perfect for your purse, pocket, or briefcase.
Put one on your key ring,
and you'll remember everything.
It's left on Main Street, then go 2 miles and right on out.
So easy, even a child can use it.
Don't forget I'll be at Grandma's till 5. The number is 555-282-47.
Perfect for shopping lists, directions,
phone numbers. All right, get it. I don't need to hear a commercial on top of a commercial. Soap and Pods this hour. We will... stick with what works around here. So I will open the phone lines, 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. This is the point in the show where you can call in and comment on anything that we've talked about this morning. We had Senator Ken Salazar on. Here comes a person. Please do not hesitate right now. We got to make the most of our time here today. Anything that we have discussed this morning is fair game. Anything that you would like to inspire us on or you would like to have us think more about, fair game, including the president sending in 20,000 more troops to Iraq. Maybe you want to talk about something that has happened to you that you think others should know more about. When I say open lines, I mean don't disappoint me. Please. That's right. I also would like to use this opportunity to ask if you have ever posted something to the coolest website in the world, YouTube. I will even go one step further for this. If you have ever known anyone who posted a video on YouTube, if you have put a video on YouTube, I'd like you to call me because I found the commercial for the little reminder through John, who's using YouTube. And plus, I have this whole thing about YouTube that I'm fascinated by. If you don't know what YouTube is, then I don't think you know how to turn on your computer. If you have to call someone else into the room to turn on your computer so that you can play solitaire, then you probably don't know what YouTube is. And you know what? That's fine. It's a free country. But for the rest of us, I know you've had a friend who has sent you something from YouTube. I know that you have tried to tell a friend about a commercial you saw on television for a little reminder. Friend hasn't seen the commercial, so you've gone to YouTube and looked it up. I know that while you waste away the day in your cubicle at work, and after you have finished your 20 minutes of actual work at the job, you have probably surfed the internet over to YouTube and checked out some videos. Right now, I want to talk to you if you have posted something on one of my favorite websites in the world, that is YouTube. Please do not be bashful. You will be providing an immense service, not only to me, I guess, but for all of us. Because when I go to parties, I wasn't kidding, I like to ask people two questions. And it drives my wife crazy. Number one, where were you in 1969? I can't reveal entirely why that's an interesting question to me right now. Until I sign the paperwork and contract on the book. And then I would like to ask them, have you ever posted anything to YouTube? And without fail, people say, no, I have not. But then they say, but I love YouTube. Oh! So my New Year's resolution was to start posting stuff on YouTube. Even though I have yet to find someone who's actually done it. I have full lines. Ritter, healthcare, Bush, little reminders, and YouTube. All on the docket.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you?
Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Give you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One of the greatest songs ever written. I am Russ Johnson. It's 4:20 in the afternoon. It's not 4:20, it's 9:20. It's the music, I guess. Who knows? 303-713-7600, the telephone number. I am told by John Turk that we stick with what works around here, Mr. Johnson. Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate that. We are opening up the phone lines, giving you a chance to get it off your mind and on the radio. Here's Ursula in Mead. Ursula, I appreciate you waiting to speak with me. Thank you very much, and good morning.
Good morning. I was actually thinking about buying a little reminder.
Have you seen the commercials on television?
Yes, I have.
You are a sweetheart to call in here, and are you thinking seriously that you might be a person who could get some benefit out of having one of these things?
Yes, I have to record my mileage. I'm a real estate appraiser, and so I have to record my mileage, and I thought that would be easier than trying to open up my book and write it down. If it's on my keychain, I can just say it, then I go into my office and I can put it right into the computer.
Ooh, that actually isn't a bad idea. And with this offer, you get two of them for $10.
And then I can give it to my brother who's an appraiser also.
Right on. Thank you very much for the call this morning. See, that's how it is when you open up the phone lines. I see why J. Marvin does this. Very fun. Here's Brian, Colorado Springs. You're up. Good morning.
Yeah, hey. First of all, did you see Keith Olbermann's YouTube number one thing last night?
No, I did not. Hit me with that again. Was it from last night?
Yeah, it was the number one story. It was My Little Box. The
oh, a box. You know what? Wait a second here. Listen to me, Brian, for just a second. John, can I have your attention, please, on the other side of the glass over there? Come in here. Brian was just mentioning to me a very funny YouTube posting that he saw about my box in a box that I actually forwarded to you last night upon finding out that I was going to be in here this morning. And I asked John if he thought it was funny, and he said not particularly. And I pointed out to him that that's more about him than it is about anyone else, because it was the most viewed posting on YouTube ever.
Oh, it's the screen.
And it was hilarious. I nearly wet myself. But that's not why you called in this morning, is it, Brian?
Well, it's about the surge.
Yes.
And
what is a surge? I hate that word, but anyway.
Well, it's, I don't know. It's,
yeah, I don't
it's,
know. What it is.
But
surge.
The main question is, we're supposed to pick one side, and we're supposed to enforce against one side, and the army of Iraq is supposed to surge against the other side, and so we're supposed to pick a side. Now, we were originally docketed to go out and discipline the Sunni. Now, we deal with Saudi Arabia every day in my line of business, and I just want you to know that they've already pledged so that if anything bad happens to the Sunnis, they're going to take up the support of the Sunnis. And I think people lose track of the fact that the majority of the countries there are Sunni countries, even though they're the minority in Iraq.
In Iraq, yep, you're right. And then, of course, we also have the looming issue of the Shia and the Shia population in Iran. Thank you very much for your contribution. Let's move on to John in Brush. You're up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share with listeners, I went down from dear old Brush all the way down to Denver yesterday to see the inauguration or the installation of Bill Ritter.
That must have been a memory-making experience.
I have always been political, but I have never been involved with politics. This is the first year in my life, I made a contribution, I worked in a campaign, I went to meetings, I did stuff, and I had met Bill and the rest of the crew when they came through here campaigning. So I got up to the Capitol about 25 minutes after 10 and found the last seat on the bleachers and had a beautiful place to sit. And just amazing, the positive sense of people working together. He had Bill Owens speak, and even if you were the most prejudiced and biased of people, there was only one hint at partisan politics when he said we've got to be able to kind of work together and move ahead. It was everything that Bush has been saying, but nobody's been believing. And there was that little, I thought, there's somebody would see that was politics.
Interesting. Now, when it was time to finally go home after the festivities, John, did you have any trouble finding your car?
Well, I parked all the way down on the 16th Street Mall. I was way down, so I took the trolley down and found in the back lot. Actually, I got a ticket because I never go to Denver. I've been to Denver probably three times in the last 6 or 7 years, and I parked in a lot and did not put my receipt stub on my windshield.
Hmm.
So I have.
Did you forget to?
I didn't know you were supposed to. That's as seldom as, I mean, when you people live in cities, you know about putting your money into a machine and getting a receipt and what you do with it. I took the receipt, put it in my wallet, and I thought, they got an electronic machine, tells them that I paid my money. Why should I worry about it?
I actually wasn't even dialed into this. You're supposed to take the receipt and put it where?
On your dash.
On your dash. Oh,
they have somebody walk through and look for the receipts on the dash. When I didn't have the receipt on my dash, they said, you didn't pay.
They gave you a ticket.
So I've got it. In fact, it's a $25 ticket with a $25 handling charge. And if it's not paid in 2 weeks, they turn it over to a collection agency who I'm sure adds about another $100.
Yeah, well, welcome to our fair city, actually. I'm glad you made it down here, John. I thank you for the phone call there. And next time, perhaps you will have a little reminder with you. You're going to have a little reminder where you parked the car and to remember to put the receipt on your dash for the parking patrol people. Katie in Pine, your turn on AM 760. You're with Ross Johnson. Hello.
Hi there. Where have you been?
I've been around. I've been here and I've been there.
I loved you and Big Steve. I missed you. You guys were like the best thing on the radio for the longest time.
I still am the best thing on the radio.
Oh, do you?
Even though I'm not on the radio.
Well, you know, as far as the little reminder thing goes, I think you can pretty much get it like in a Happy Meal. My little girl's friend had some Happy Meal, and she was like one of those things like in a Happy Meal. So you don't.
And just so there's no mistaking what we're talking about, you know what a little reminder is, right?
Well, I didn't see it on YouTube, but just from what you guys are talking about, I have an idea. And she has this thing; you just talk into it and talks right back to you.
They have that in a Happy Meal?
Yeah, pretty much.
Brother.
Yeah.
Now, they have some expensive ones, and I'm still waiting for somebody to throw me a line here and tell me if they really have had an occasion to use one. I see this attorney that I sometimes work with who's, you know, reading court things into it, and I guess he gives it to his secretary for dictation, and that's a little bit different than the little reminder, though. I'm just out in space. Katie, good hearing from you. Thank you for the phone call there. 303-713-7600. We open up the phone lines and allow you to call in and talk about what it is that's important to you. Along the way, though, I am hoping before I finish at 10 o'clock this morning that I will get a chance to talk to you if you have posted on YouTube before. Steve in Buena Vista, please stay right there. I'm coming to you next. If you've posted a video on YouTube, take a second and hit me up, will you, please? Otherwise, let's talk about President Bush's speech tonight, 7 o'clock. And will he... Well, we know he won't. He cannot explain succinctly why we need to send 20,000.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
To win more games, get back to the Arena Bowl and win another league championship. We'll score more touchdowns, make more defensive stops, and do it in the spectacular, amazing style that is uniquely Colorado Crush Arena Football. Entertain our great fans, score another trophy for Colorado, and get another ring for the team. Let's get started.
Season tickets are on sale now at 720-258-3400, Ticketmaster.com, or ColoradoCrush.com.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range.
There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
My son started having behavior problems. The total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to
Boy, I tell you, I like that Ed Schultz show. I dial that one in. And I don't know if it's just me or if it's supposed to be that way, but Ed Schultz's show is hilarious to me. I mean, I laugh at that guy. What are we listening to here? Little Feet? What is this, John Turn? Oh, Allman Brothers, Little Feet. What's the difference? 25 minutes out from 10 o'clock. Russ Johnson riding with you here this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We kicked this off this morning at 6 o'clock along the way. We have covered a lot of territory. We also talked with a United States Senator, Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. I made a little mental note here to follow up with some media coaching if he needs it. Oh, no, I just lost two people who wanted to talk with me here as we have open lines until 10. So if you got a busy signal, hit me right now, 303-713-7600. I do want to hear from you if you have ever posted a video on YouTube. I ask that you not be shy here today. I might get stymied on this. My streak would stay alive, and perhaps that's the way it should be. I've asked many people, and I've never actually encountered a person who has posted a video on YouTube. Now, we had a guy who called here a little bit earlier. He has seen the video that I forwarded to John last night. Very funny. I go out, I ask people, have you posted anything to YouTube before? No, no, no. But they all say across the board, I absolutely love it, though. It's hilarious. Isn't it great? Awesome. Matter of fact, as I think about it, everybody immediately knows about YouTube, and then they launch into some diatribe about how much they love it. I'll tell you why I'm interested, and then I'll take these calls here. One of my New Year's resolutions is to start posting videos to YouTube, okay? I don't know why I am consumed with sharing these ridiculous videos that I make, but I am. And I have quite a collection of useless stuff. And there's, I guess, like what? Like some kind of narcissistic thing inside me. I want the world to see these videos that I've made. And I'm starting to think that I have a bigger audience for showing my videos because my friends kind of find it irritating, frankly. They really do. Oh, great. Another video that Russ shot. Perfect. Thanks, Russ. My technique. I'll get to the technique. Okay, the technique is proprietary information. In Denver, here's Ray. You're on 760. Progressive Talk. Good.
I was just calling to say I'm enjoying your show.
But you have not posted something to YouTube.
No. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Got it. Well, he's enjoying the show, at least. In Buena Vista, Steve, thank you for waiting, and welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
First, I just want to say it was really good to hear Jay's voice on the radio yesterday, and I'm glad he's doing good, and can't wait to hear him on the radio in person.
I second that.
What I wanted to talk to you about, kind of changing the subject a little bit.
There is no subject, it's open lines.
Okay. I was watching Lou Dobbs last night, and it's the first I've heard of this, about this administration selling off our public highways to big money foreign interests.
What?
Yeah, it just blew me away. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Wait. Bush is selling off roads in the continental United
interstates,
States?
Interstates, toll roads, U.S. highways.
In the United States?
In the United States. They are selling them, and with eminent domain, these people can come in and do what they want with them.
Well, this is the downside of opening up the phone lines to talk about anything. Sometimes you're going to be caught flat-footed, and I must confess, I have not heard anything about this. I'm scribbling a note right now, though, and if I had my little reminder, I could remind myself.
Yeah, really.
But
I heard about it last night, and it's the first I'd heard about it. It was on Lou Dobbs, and it just blew me away.
All right.
Like, how can they take taxpayer-funded highways and sell them to big-money foreign interest groups?
Steve, final question for you. Where were you in 1969?
69, I was in school.
College?
No, I was getting ready to sign up for the Vietnam draft.
Did you go?
No, I didn't have to. Thank God.
There by the grace of God. Thank you. The shadow of death. Okay, so let me write that down. Bush selling off roads to foreign... How would I put that? Bush selling off roads to... foreign interests. Excuse me one second, please, while I host the radio show live here. See, damn it, I need that little reminder. Oh, little reminder. I love that part in the commercials where they show the old lady talking into her little reminder about where she parked the car. I love that part. And I'm thinking, this has happened to me. It's probably happened to other people. You walk out of the mall and you can't remember where you parked the car. You're absent-minded. You know, but then it becomes like a slippery slope sort of proposition with the little reminder, because how much are we supposed to be able to remember? I certainly couldn't remember everything in my reporter's notebook. Plus, I love being able to go back through the years and look at some of the sophomoric observations I have made, some of the ridiculous observations I have made in my reporter's notebooks. You know what I mean, right? It's like keeping a diary. Whoop, something's beeping. Is that my pacemaker? Am I having a stroke? Everything all right? You hear that beeping sound? We're under control, right? See, John, you know about the reporter's notebook, right? And how I'm always taking notes in it feverishly, right? The other day I went back and I looked at an old one from the 90s, and I had actually written in it in big print, the standoff in Waco will end peacefully. And I like to go back and read the note, and no, it did not. No, you were wrong, idiot. Nice job. Okay, here is Marge in Wheatridge. Marge, hello. Marge?
Oh, hi, Ross. How you doing?
I'm great, Marge.
I posted a thing on YouTube.
Oh, my God. You have made my entire day. Now, let's talk about this briefly. First of all, why did you post something on YouTube?
Well, I got this new digital camera for my birthday, and I didn't know how to work it. And then I saw the YouTube thing, and I thought, well, that's pretty cool, you know? And I thought, well, maybe I could advertise my shop on it. So I did it just for kicks. Me and a friend of mine made this little video at my shop, and we posted it on YouTube, and I actually got some people come in.
Oh, so you did it for commerce.
Yeah, and it works.
You didn't do it because you were trying to answer some kind of need inside your soul.
No.
You did this strictly because you were wanting to publicize your business. And what sort of business is it that you have?
I have a Philly cheesesteak joint.
And people around the country watched this YouTube and were compelled to call you?
I had, well, no, they didn't call. I got over 300 hits, but I've had about 10 customers come in from it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
And you went into it knowing that this was going to be the case.
Well, no, I didn't.
You went into it. You made,
would see it.
But you made the video for what? To be, because it would be fun?
Yeah, it was just for kicks.
For kicks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to get at here. Okay, Marge, hold the line here for just a second, please. Get Marge's information there, John, because maybe, you know, I want to know more about this YouTube thing. Here's John in Centennial. Good morning, John. You're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to tell the guy from Morocco, you know.
Yes.
I think, he should relax, because that guy who called, as you probably know, was being sarcastic about burning all the Christians. I mean, burning all the Muslims or something.
Right.
And he was just trying to frame the debate on my side, the conservative side, that we want to do something like that, which we certainly don't. But anyway.
He just reeked of insincerity, and that's why I didn't want to play that with that
Yeah,
caller.
But the guy from Morocco, he maybe because he hasn't been here that long, you know, he didn't pick up that the guy.
No, you're exactly right, and I think that I was sympathetic to that.
Yeah. But, you know, a couple of things you said that I have issue with that are just, I mean, this is like deceit radio. I mean, I don't listen to it normally, but I'm shocked, you know, with how, you know, and I know that this hatred on the progressive side is like a sea of hatred. It's like this guy who called in about Bush selling the roads or something. That's mm-hmm. how it gets started. And then you go on blogs, and they're sharing these things that people have just popped up with. I mean, many cases are deceit and not true. But it feeds each other's hate. So it's kind of a hate cult.
There is misinformation. I don't know if I'd go so far to say that it's a hate cult.
Oh, come on.
But, for example, the guy who called in with the story about Bush selling the roads to foreign interests, or however he put it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, here's the story. Guess what Guess what publication it's in?
What?
Mother Jones.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know about that. I'm just saying, as an example, that's how some of the incorrect stuff gets started, kind of like a rumor. But a couple of things you've said that are not correct. I remember at the beginning, before we went into Iraq, and Bush really couldn't say enough times that it was going to be hard.
No.
And then other people would suggest to him that he said it was going to be easy, and I just remember him correcting them over and over and over. So I'd like you to tell me, who in the administration went on television that you saw when you were sitting there and said it was going to be easy?
Dick Cheney.
When was this?
You want me to cite a date here and a time and a place?
I don't know.
How about one of the Sunday morning news shows? I specifically remember watching
it. Okay, so that should be available on the Internet.
Absolutely.
On Google it or something.
No, don't even Google it. Go to YouTube. That's what I'd suggest. Yeah, I'm not going to play that right now. That's a fact. I mean, if you can't acknowledge that, then you're not being intellectually honest, my friend. It was a common thread to the entire story that we were going to be greeted as liberators, yada, yada, yada. And that came right from the vice president, Darth Vader. No, don't tell me that's music signaling that I have once again, as I do every break, run late. Hey, Dick, you're coming up next. It's Russ Johnson on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Still might catch a little crowding on that southbound drive on I-25 coming down from the downtown area to the Tech Center. Earlier problem at University out of the way, but still a lot of company there. Same with that drive on eastbound 6th Avenue heading onto I-25 southbound. Also up in the north end, looks like we got some crowding southbound I-25 approaching 104th. Going to cost you a few minutes as you head to the downtown area from the north end, but no major delay right now. As far as weather goes, nice day, lots of sunshine, mild temps, the highs into the low 50s, partly cloudy tonight, low 25, then changes for tomorrow. Starts out sunny, but then clouds roll in. Some flurries possible late, even freezing drizzle tomorrow night as that Arctic front moves in. High of only 37 tomorrow. Right now it is 50 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tired of snow? Fly Frontier to your favorite destination with fares starting at $49 each way. Purchase by January 12th. Fly by June.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
No obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free no obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I thought it was pretty stupid when the reporters asked President Bush what he thought about the manner in which Saddam Hussein was executed, and the president said he's sensitive to it. Like, sensitive to it? Like, what is sensitive to it? But what was really outrageous was when Bush said that we should hang Saddam for a second time. I mean, does this guy have a clue? I can't help it. I'm just having a little fun there. Just the tail end of the show. 11 minutes out from 10 o'clock. Wow. There's a first for everything. My first time to fill in for Jay Marvin. And I got to wrap it up at 10. I'd like to go to noon today. I'm having so much fun. It's so interesting. Did manage to find somebody who has posted on YouTube. Here's Dick in Denver. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Say, thank you for having me on. Just a quick note for you, your little reminder, and for your listeners' reminder. I am the director, one of the directors of Be the Change USA, and we're holding an event this Saturday called Building to Be the Change out in the Applewood area and Golden, and wanted to just share a little information, and maybe some folks will put it on their reminders.
Hit me with a website.
The website is BTC-USA.org.
BTC-USA.org. .org. Well done. Thank you very much. Good luck with your event. Chaplain Mary Murphy, good morning.
Hi, I'm the former prison chaplain at Lyman, and we on YouTube were able to get the story of Alex Solano. He allows his name to be used. He's a Vietnam veteran, 56 years old, dying of Agent Orange cancer, and has never been able to get his disability. We've even asked Be the Change to let us come there Saturday and present the critical need for the progressive movement to identify what this Republican presidency has done to our veterans. It's very serious.
Wow.
That's why I left the prison chaplain, because I could not get any programs for the veterans Even former Senator Mike Feeley wrote us a letter. No, we have no programs for veterans in the Colorado Department of Corrections. And, you know, he's a Vietnam vet and a leading Democrat, right? Ran for congressman?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, please, it's so important that you bring this to the surface.
So what can I do through the power of YouTube?
What you can do through the power of YouTube is show more veterans to come forward like this and put their stories on here. And I've got Lonnie Gold, who will do a documentary on it.
Okay. I tell you what, Chaplain Mary Murphy, you hold the line, please.
Oh, and bless you for being there. I'm
absolutely
a war widow, and my husband gave his life so you could do what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Hang on. I didn't mean to clip you there. Sorry about that. Wow. I mean, I'm going to walk out of here today with a list of names and contacts second to none. This has really been a remarkable experience. There's an example of somebody using YouTube in a way that is probably more meaningful than the way that I am wishing to use YouTube. You know what I mean, Mr. John Turk? Right? You've seen the technique before. The Russ Johnson technique. I have single-handedly invented a genre of video that I feel compelled to let the rest of the world see. It's called the random person video. And what I do is I walk into a bar or wherever from outside. I walk in carrying a video camera. Then I just start shooting someone, and I just keep the camera pointed on that person. Any random person, it doesn't matter. It's best if you can do it in a way that captures the subject for a few minutes before they realize that you're videotaping them. That's why I also recommend that you get a video camera that doesn't have a little red light on it. Gives you away a little too fast. But the point is, you want your subject, your target, at some point to become aware of the fact that you are videotaping them. Most people actually don't react angrily. They don't get aggressive. They just look really uncomfortable. Have you ever had this happen to you, or somebody will just start videotaping you? I'm going to do it to you. And when you ask me to stop, I'm going to keep videotaping you. I'm not doing anything wrong. I might go down to the protest tomorrow at the Capitol, and I'll just pick out a few targets. I'll videotape them for about 2 minutes, and then they'll glance over and they'll be like, why is that guy pointing a video camera at me? And then I'll keep shooting. And then when they move from location one to location two, inevitably by now they'll think I'm with the secret police or something, I'll just keep the video camera on them and let it roll when they ask me to quit videotaping them. And I want to post them on YouTube. Believe me, it sounds dull. It's riveting. excuse me. Here is Will in Broomfield with a comment as we open up the phone lines. Hello, Will.
Hey, just a quick one, thinking about the president's speech tonight and his escalation, also called a surge, but we know what it really is. One of the things that struck me, and I reread the book of a couple years ago, of The March of Folly by Barbara Tuchman, talking about these titanic blunders, and one of the best ones was about Vietnam. One of the things you realized when you read about the disaster that Vietnam was that they knew from the beginning, they were warned at the very beginning what a big mistake the invasion would be. And one of the things that strikes me about what Bush is doing now is that he's been warned left and right about what a bad idea this is, about what a bad idea the original invasion is, about what a bad idea the surge is.
It's like we're stuck in a history loop here, and even some of the same players are advising him. His father was smart enough to realize you can't do the war the way you're doing it, Junior. And he brought in all of, you know, James Baker and all these other big shots to try and fix the situation, and they worked on this, you know, what do they call it? The Iraq Study Group. And they presented the options to Junior, and he didn't want to take any of them. And now, contrary to what very thoughtful people whose opinions we should be listening to were suggesting, he's doing exactly the opposite.
It's interesting. He listened to Henry Kissinger for a long time, who, of course, was one of the architects of Vietnam disaster. Now Kissinger is saying it's a mess. It's unfixable. We've got to get out of here. And now conveniently, he seems to have forgotten who Henry Kissinger was.
And he fancies himself the president like he's some Churchill-type, you know, or Truman-esque kind of character, where all he has to do is keep reciting back these empty comments, you know, victory in Iraq and democracy. At a certain point here, that game is over.
Exactly.
You know, the stay the course thing has worn out its welcome. And I think these are dark days. And I said this earlier in the show this morning, and I hope it's true. I hope that in the hours before he is to make this speech tonight, he will have some kind of change of heart.
What are the chances of that?
Close your eyes, and what do you see? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
You have to be an optimist.
Yeah. Eternal optimist.
Or a happy,
deluded.
Happy pessimist. Yeah, deluded. That's a better word. That's what I feel that this president is deluded. And that's what drives me nuts about politics in general so much. Guys who will say one thing in front of the cameras, but behind closed doors, they know what's up, but they won't speak out. I have this like internal debate so often. What's more pathetic, knowing the truth and not speaking out? Or being so delusional about the facts that you actually support the war and something that is not in the best interest of our country. Ticks me off. And I must go now to begin making video postings for YouTube. Lots of folks to follow up with today. It was a hoot. Thank you so much for your time. Until next time, remember, even in the face of this announcement from the president tonight, fear and anxiety are for losers. Kick ass. Good morning.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi,